The Canucks storm back in the third period on Friday, forcing the Capitals to overtime before falling 4-3 in a game where Quinn Hughes and his teammates weren't content with the result.
We got a point, it's good, but I think we're just, I noticed it after the game, it's a good thing. We're building something that it's, you know, unacceptable to lose. You know, maybe a year ago we were a little bit more happy about getting a point, but right now it just feels like doesn't feel too good.
Tonight, Vancouver will aim to bounce back against the two-time defending Cup champs, who are looking to avoid a fourth straight loss for the first time in more than 2 years. It's the Vancouver Canucks and the Tampa Bay Lightning. NHL hockey is on the air, live from Rogers Arena in Vancouver.
This is Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the official home of the Canucks. Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch back with you tonight from the Jim Robson Broadcast Gondola inside Rogers Arena as we continue to get you set for the Canucks and the Lightning. And Hershey, the big story going into this game is the absence of Elias Pettersson. He will not play tonight as the team officially has listed him as day-to-day with an upper body injury, and that will throw the lines in the blender.
Well, and that's unfortunate because he's been playing extremely well. He's on a three-game assist streak. He's had three assists. He's on a four-point streak in three games, and he was playing some outstanding hockey shooting. But you know what? That just means more ice time for Miller and Horvat, and it looks like Highmore is going to play that center spot, Brendan.
As he does move to the middle, so the new look lines are Pearson, Miller, Garland, Podkolzin, Horvat, Besser, Mott, Lamico, and Rempel, who comes into the lineup, and then Hoglander with Highmore in the middle and Chiasson on the right side. Let's take a look at the scratches first for Vancouver. As mentioned, Elias Pettersson out with an upper body injury, won't play tonight. Brandon Sutter still on the shelf with long haul COVID symptoms. Grady Keeper has a fractured leg. Tucker Pullman has a head injury. Kyle Burrows has an upper body injury. Jason Dickinson still out with a lower body issue. Noah Juulsen is the lone healthy scratch for the Canucks tonight. For the Lightning, they don't have any injuries right now, just a couple of scratches in Boris Kachuk and Cal Foote. Starting goaltenders first for Vancouver, it's Thatcher Demko going in to the crease again. He's 6-0-1 in his last eight appearances with a .914 save percentage, playing his career high 48th game of the season tonight. He'll be opposed by the reigning Conn Smythe Trophy winner Andrei Vasilevskiy, who's lost his last two straight games. He has yet to lose three in a row this season. He's also tied for the league lead with 30 wins, looking for number 31 on the year. The Lightning will start the game with the defensive pairing of Mikhail Sergachev and Eric Chernak. Up front, the forward line has Andre Palat on left wing with Braden Point at center ice and Anthony Cirelli on the right side. The Canucks will counter with Oliver Ekman-Larsson on left defense. Tyler Myers will skate to his right. Up front, it's Vasily Podkolzin, Bo Horvat, and Brock Besser beginning the game. You already talked about it off the top, Hershey, but a goaltending battle potentially tonight with a former Vezina Trophy winner in Andrei Vasilevskiy and Thatcher Demko, who's making a case to be in that conversation this year.
Well, I'm fascinated because I think these are two of the top five goalies in the National Hockey League, and I am interested to see where Thatcher Demko is in comparison to Vasilevskiy. And winning or losing or how many goals, whatever, I'm more looking at the style of play, how they breathe the puck, how they move around, you know, how they get in the center of each shot, angles, all that stuff, just to see where Thatcher Demko is at in terms of possibly bumping off the top goalie in the National Hockey League one day, which is Vasilevskiy at this point.
Lightning have lost three in a row, looking to avoid their fourth consecutive loss for the first time since a stretch from February 20th to February 27th. 2020, so it's been more than 2 years since the two-time champs have lost four in a row. They will be motivated after falling in Edmonton last night. They also had some travel issues getting into Vancouver. They weren't able to fly here last night as they normally would, so had to come in today. So the Canucks want to jump on them and try and get after them early. Lightning have given up the first goal in seven of their last eight games. It's the Canucks and the Lightning tonight at Rogers Arena, and we'll have the opening face-off when we return. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Welcome back inside Rogers Arena, where it's just about time to drop the puck. The Vancouver Canucks and the Tampa Bay Lightning in game number 60 of the regular season for Vancouver. Canucks are 29-23-7 coming off an overtime loss to the Washington Capitals on Friday. The Lightning, for their part, have lost three straight games. They sit in second in the Atlantic Division with a record of 37-15-6. Vancouver's wearing the home blue uniforms with the white and green trim. They'll skate from right to left in the first period. The Lightning in their road whites with blue trim will go from left to right. The officials for tonight's game, the referees are Ian Walsh and Garrett Rank, the linesmen Mitch Hunt and James Tobias. As Bo Horvat lines up opposite Anthony Cirelli at center ice to get the game underway, and Horvat wins the draw back to Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who skates to center on left wing and dumps it into the Tampa zone. But Colson behind the net, centers in front for Besser, who was going to the goal. He was tied up by Sergachev, couldn't get a shot free. Comes back to the right point for Myers. Now to the left side, Ekman-Larsson, top of the point. Horvat with a long drive, it's blocked, but Myers gets the rebound in the right circle and fights it behind the Lightning net. Andre Palat pokes it up the far boards. Podkolzin knocks it down for Besser behind the goal. He rims it around to the left side for Ekman-Larsson. Oliver Ekman-Larsson back to Besser. Missed it near corner. Eric Chernak plays it behind the net to Anthony Cirelli, far corner. He drops it back to Mikhail Sergachev. Then for Chernak behind the net, who rims it around the near side. Out of the zone as Braden Point tried to sneak past Ekman-Larsson, but the Canuck defender intercepted the puck and dumped it back into the Tampa Bay zone.
Well, Brendan, you mentioned it off the top. Tampa Bay couldn't get out of Edmonton last night, so they came and flew in today. So if I'm the Canucks, you have to get all over the Tampa Bay Lightning early in the first 10 minutes, catch them off guard, possibly tired.
Canucks dump it into the Lightning zone as Vasilevskiy leaves his crease and nearly turned it over to Garland's side of the net. It comes loose to the near corner for Jan Ruda, ahead for Nikita Kucherov, and now for Victor Hedman, who leads the rush to center. Hedman, left wing into the Vancouver zone, drops to Stamkos, who chops it towards the goal, but it's knocked down by Quinn Hughes, and he takes it back behind his own net. Hughes, near side for Hamonic, plays to center for Garland, who deflects it deep into the Tampa Bay zone. JT Miller, the former Lightning, after it on the forecheck, was tied up by Kucherov, lost the puck, and Hedman fires it out of the zone for Ross Colton. Colton through the center ice circle, right wing for Kucherov, into the Vancouver end, driving wide on Brad Hunt. Backhand pass in front for Colton. He's stopped by Demko. It's loose in the crease, cleared by Hunt and then by Shen, but the Lightning hold it in. Now Bogosian with a long drive from the line, stopped by Demko. This time Mott gets it ahead for Lamico, and he'll skate to center and fire it in on Vasilevskiy, who turns it to the far corner.
Oh, great save by Demko early. It went through, but it stayed out. And he looks like he's ready to go.
Luke Shen takes the puck down at his own line, plays it up the right wing, out of the reach of Lamico. This will be icing against the Canucks. 2:10 into the first period, no score, Vancouver and Tampa Bay.
Well, defensively early, you don't want to give up an opportunity like that. But this is one of the top lines. You see Kucherov gives a nice little backhand into the slot. And Tampa's changed up their lines a little bit. Usually you see Kucherov with Point, but they're not scoring. They haven't been playing very well, and it looks like they're going to give these guys a different look.
Canucks win the draw, and Sheldon Rempel skates it out to center on right wing. Chops it into the Tampa Bay zone. Rempel with 48 points in 41 games with the Abbotsford Canucks this year in the AHL, playing his 11th career NHL game tonight. Lightning back to work in the Vancouver zone. Chernak, right point, long wrist shot, sent it high and wide of the net of Demko, and it deflects off the glass and back to center. Sergachev at his own line goes D-to-D to the near side for Chernak. Passes rink wide left wing to center for Andre Palat. Into the Vancouver zone, force wide by Myers. Low shot kicked out by Demko. Comes to Cirelli on the right wing half wall. Cirelli back to the line for Ruda with a heavy drive. It tipped off a stick in front of the net. Went wide of the goal, and now Niels Hoglander picks up the change and floats it into the Lightning end. Matthew Highmore down the right wing on the forecheck. Had it knocked away from him by Jan Ruda, who then gets it back from Braden Point, and the Lightning will set up the breakout from behind the net with both teams getting changes.
Well, Lightning have gone hard with their top two lines early. And that looks like they want to get a quick start on the Canucks as well.
Belmar forechecking right wing into the Vancouver zone, tied up by Besser near corner. Maroon digs it free to the line for Jan Ruda. Ruda with a long wrist shot blocked in front. Demko made a save, then he stopped Belmar on the rebound with his left pad. Rebound in front, they score. Victor Hedman in front, set up by Maroon from below the goal line. And it's 1-0 Tampa, less than 4 minutes into the first.
Well, Tampa had three shots in that sequence. And the first one was from the point, it gets tipped. And Thatcher Demko makes the save off of that. And then the rebound goes right to Belmar. And he makes an unbelievable save on that one. kicking out his left pad, and the Canucks are just in a mad scramble in front of the net. Hughes gets out-muscled. Hedman jumps down into the goal. He's got a tap in. In behind Thatcher Demko as Pat Maroon went behind the net and made a nice little dish back out front. And Hedman, he gets Tampa's first goal. Canucks up or down 1-0 early.
Hedman's 15th of the year comes at 3:26 of the first. The time of the goal is brought to you by Cromakai, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at cromakai.ca. Lightning back to work in the Vancouver zone. Stamkos left circle. Feeds right side. Jan Rutta with a long shot blocked by Pod Colson. Came back to Hedman. He threw it to the net heavily. And Demko across to his right made a good save with a pad. Now Killorn feeds the line for Nikita Kucherov. Dancing into the slot. Low shot stopped by Demko. And he made sure there wasn't a rebound with Steven Stamkos parked at the top of the crease. 4:02 into the first. The Lightning lead the Canucks 1-0 on the goal by Victor Hedman.
Well, not only that, they're out shooting the Canucks 8-1 in the first 4 minutes. They are all over Vancouver. And Hedman, that's going to be, I believe, his fourth goal in his last five games. And what a smart play that is, just to jump down at the right time. Tampa was just all over Thatcher Demko on that goal.
Hedman now with 7 points in his last six. One of the few top players for the Lightning who's been producing lately. And they lead on the road tonight in Vancouver. Pat Maroon back to it in his own zone. Gave it away at center to Brad Hunt, who dumps it back in. And Andre Vasilevsky leaves his crease. Vasilevsky drops it to McDonough. Played it off the boards near side out to center. Luke Shen, the former Lightning, won both cups with Tampa Bay. Back to it in his own zone. Lifted it out to center, but Belmar leaves it his own line for McDonough. Ryan McDonough delays deep in his own zone. Both teams begin to get line changes. McDonough, near corner for Zach Bogosian. Banks it off the boards, right wing to the Vancouver line, but it's offside as Matthew Joseph received the pass in the zone. And the faceoff will come all the way back into Tampa Bay territory. Make sure to get your tickets for tonight's online 50-50 draw. Go to Canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Ticket sales close at the end of the second intermission. Must be 19 plus and located in BC at the time of purchase to play. Know your limit. Play within it. Face off to the right of Vasilevsky in the Lightning end. Lamico to take it opposite Ross Colton for Tampa Bay. And Colton wins it back to the end boards for Sergachev behind his own goal. Feeds far boards for Corey Perry. Then Sergachev, middle of the ice, is tied up by Mott. Nearly turned it over, but it rolled to the near side for Eric Chernak, and he clears into the Canuck end. Hamonic back to it. Pressured off the puck by Perry, gets it in front, one-timer, they score. Ross Colton in the slot after Perry forced the turnover on the forecheck, and it's 2-0 Tampa, 5:06 into the first.
Well, apparently Tampa came to play, and the Canucks are a little sleepy. And this happened against Washington as well. Canucks went down 2-0 early, so the starts have not been good for the Canucks. And this is a turnover by Hamonic on the boards. And he just bobbles the puck, and it's a little pass out from Perry. And it's a one-time past the glove for Colton on Thatcher Demko. And Canucks are down 2-0. 5:06 gone in the first period, being outshot 9-1, Brendan. And not a good start for the Canucks. Tampa's 22-1-4 when they score first.
And they're now leading 2-0 on the goal by Colton, his 11th of the season at 5:06 of the first period. The time of the goal is brought to you by Cromakai, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at cromakai.ca. Sergachev deep in his own zone with the puck, passes middle of the ice to center for Braden Point, who accelerates to the Vancouver line. Point drops right wing for Cirelli, now for Chernak, trailing the play with a long one-timer, kicked out by Demko off the pad. Myers behind his own net, pinned to the end boards by Andre Palat, throws it up the far side. Besser missed it. Point holds in left point and dumps it back to the far corner where Palat tried to center. It's broken up by Myers. He'll fire it around to the near side. Pod Colson battles on the boards with Chernak, who gets it from Cirelli at the line. Here's Chernak, long wrist shot, went wide past the stick side of Demko. Sergachev's after it on the left wing. Drops it to Stamkos. Top of the left circle. Now to the right point for Jan Ruda. Trying to shot through traffic. Bounced off a skate. Comes to Ekman Larson in the far circle. He'll delay and then pass left wing to center for Brock Besser, who drops it back down low to Tyler Myers as the Canucks complete a change.
Canucks under siege. Shots are now, I believe, 11-1, but it only has 10-1 at this point.
Demko out of his goal. Plays far corner for Shen. Around to the near side for Brad Hunt. Chopped it up the wall. Turned it over to Stamkos. He leaves near circle for Killorn. Now for Kucherov. Into the slot. Stamkos all alone with a one-time chance. Denied by Demko. Nice right pad save. Lightning still with the pressure on. Kucherov. Top of the right circle. With time and space to the net. Fires right on target. And Demko stopped that. Puck bounces out to center. And then Ruda plays it into the Vancouver bench on the far boards. 6:49 into the first. It's Tampa Bay 2 and Vancouver nothing on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. Lightning dump it into the Vancouver zone to our right. Thatcher Demko out of the net. Passes near side for Tanner Pearson, who banks it off the glass and into the Tampa Bay zone. Victor Hedman with a goal tonight already. Gets it left wing to center for Pierre-Édouard Belmar, who was tied up by Luke Shen. Lost the puck, and it comes down low to Tanner Pearson in the Vancouver zone. Pearson drops to Connor Garland. Garland will skate it to center, up the left wing, into the Lightning end. Driving wide on Ruda. Garland trying a backhand shot that was tipped wide of the goal by Hedman. Belmar's after it far side. He takes a heavy hit from JT Miller as he clears it out to center, and Quinn Hughes settles it at his own line.
Well, Bruce Boudreau at the intermission break, or the commercial break, absolutely gave it to his team. His face was beet red as they were all standing around, and rightfully so. They did not come to start.
Here's Hamonic with a shot from the line. Got through on Vasilevsky, who stopped it with the right pad. Garland gets the rebound, tries to center it in front. It bounced off a skate right to the goal, and Vasilevsky covers up. Shots are now 13-2 in favor of the Lightning, and they lead the Canucks 2-0 just before the 8-minute mark of this first period.
Well, you can see the Canucks have responded to Bruce Boudreau's butt-kicking, I guess you could say, at the Canucks bench. And they've come out here after that, and they've gotten a couple of shots, a scoring chance. And it looked like they're more engaged, but they're down 2-0 to the defending Stanley Cup champions already.
Not a good spot to be in. The same spot they found themselves in against Washington on Friday. Found a way to battle back and get a point in that game, but you may not be so lucky tonight as the Lightning get into the Vancouver crease. Braden Point with a chance in tight. Missed along the ice past the glove side of Demko. Hamonic gets it up the boards for Mott. Cleared to the line where Sorelli holds in and dumps it back behind the Vancouver net. Hamonic takes a hit from Palat but made the play. Clearing it near side for Quinn Hughes. Ahead for Sheldon Rempel. Trying to rink wide pass out of the reach of Tyler Mott. And it's cleared back to the Canuck line. Ekman Larson left wing at center for Rempel. Gets it in deep behind the Tampa Bay net. Vasilevsky drops it for Bogosian at the side of his goal. And Zach Bogosian will play in turn to Mikhail Sergachev. Far side for Nikita Kucherov. Nearly turned it over in his own zone. Tried a centering pass. Pearson knocked it down. Canucks keep it in the zone for the moment as Garland is tied up along the boards by Killorn. Then Pearson played it back to the point. Myers couldn't hold in. It's a delayed offside against the Canucks. And both teams will change as Sergachev goes behind his own net to set up the breakout.
Brendan? Shots are 14-2. We're only 9 minutes into the game.
Is that good? I don't think it's good.
I don't think it's good, buddy.
Ekman Larson in his own zone. Near boards for Hoglander. Tied up by Chernak along the boards. Stamkos in after it on the forecheck, but Matthew Highmore comes away with it. Passes to center for Alex Chiasson. Right wing for Tyler Myers joining the rush. Centering pass back to Chiasson, who missed it. It nearly came to Hoglander in the slot, but was just out of his reach. As Killorn gives him a rough ride into the near side boards. Gets the puck and goes behind his own net. Turned it over to Chiasson on the end boards, who then is knocked down by Chernak. Puck is underneath the Lightning defenseman, and Highmore gets it free. Right circle, Hoglander into the slot. Ekman Larson shoots, and Vasilevsky made the save. Sent in front by Chiasson. Loose to the crease. Highmore is cross-checked to the ice, trying to battle it home. That'll be a Tampa Bay penalty. As then Chernak goes back at Highmore and knocks him down after the initial call. I think this is going to be Sergachev going to the box for the cross check, and the Canucks will get the first power play of the game just before the midway mark of the opening period.
Well, the one thing the Canucks do have going for them is Tampa is one of the most penalized teams in the National Hockey League. And so you're going to get power plays. If you want to get back in this game, This is a power play. You must score on at this point. And you got to give a little push back. Take some of the momentum away from Tampa.
Sergachev off for cross-checking. Canucks go to the power play. Brought to you by Play Now Sports. Get $250 to Play Now Sports, BC Sportsbook. Vancouver's man advantage has scored in three straight games, going 4-for-9 along the way. So just shy of 45% they've been converting of late, and they'll need to do it now, trailing 2-0. Face-off in the Lightning zone, near circle to our left. Is won by Belmar. Kicked it back to Jan Ruda, who tried to clear the zone and hit the linesman and stayed in the zone. And Hughes leaves left wing for JT Miller. Back to Quinn Hughes, top of the point. Right side, Ekman-Larsson with a wrist shot up high. Stopped by Vasilevsky. And he holds for the whistle as Ekman-Larsson moves up to the top power play unit without Elias Pettersson in the lineup tonight. And he's manning Pettersson's spot on the right half wall as well.
Man, that's the right thing to do. You've got two defensemen out there now, and Oliver Ekman-Larsson can play rover. He gets on that first unit. He's been pretty good this year.
Face off in the right circle this time. Belmar wins it again. Back to McDonough, who carries behind the net, but is tied up by JT Miller in the left corner. Brock Besser in to help out. Horvat's there too as Belmar tries to fight it up the boards. It's tied up in skates. Then Matthew Joseph is finally able to dig it past Quinn Hughes and back into the Vancouver zone. Hughes behind his own net after the puck. We'll start the breakout by passing right wing to center for Brock Besser. Besser through the center ice circle. The far boards for Ekman-Larsson. Driving wide. Rims it around to the left side. Miller takes it top of the circle. Protects it from Belmar, then drops it back to Hughes. Hughes to the right circle, Ekman-Larsson. Back to Hughes at the line. Now to the left wing, JT Miller. Drops it back to Hughes. One timer is blocked by Belmar in the slot, and Hughes gets it back. Now to the right circle for Ekman-Larsson. Still more than a minute left in the Vancouver power play. Into the slot for Horvat. Then to Hughes at the line. Left circle, Miller drops it back to Hughes. He just held in and goes to the right side for Ekman-Larsson, who throws it to the goal. Bounced off a skate in front and comes to Miller at the top of the left circle. JT Miller, top of the point, is forced out of the zone by Pierre-Edouard Belmar. Canucks have to regroup, and Hughes brings it back in on the left wing. He's hit into the boards by Chernak. Horvat after it, trying to dig it home, and now Miller gets it free. Right circle, Ekman-Larsson threw it to the back door. Horvat was going to the net, but couldn't tip it on. 30 seconds left of the power play. Miller, left circle, hard shot, right on. And Vasilevsky makes the save and holds for the whistle. 8:48 left in the first. The Lightning lead the Canucks 2-0.
Oliver Ekman-Larsson had Bo Horvat at the back door for a tap, and if he would have just taken a little bit off of that pass, I think it would have been a tap in for Bo Horvat. He was on the far side all alone, and then they had Tampa scrambling. And as Bo Horvat went to the net, he could have put it right on his tape, but just put a little too much mustard on it, Brendan.
Stamkos wins another faceoff for the Lightning. Tries to clear the zone himself, but Myers holds in top of the point. To the left circle for Connor Garland. Side of the net for Chase on it for Pearson with a one-time chance. And Vasilevsky made a great stop down low off the pad as the Lightning clear it back all the way down the ice.
No, what a save that was by Vasilevsky. Quick little one-timer. Play went down low to Chase on and then back into the slot to Pearson. And Vasilevsky kicks his left pad out. I thought that was a sure goal.
Sergachev's out of the box. Canucks are 0-for-1 on the power play tonight, still trailing 2-0 with just over 8 minutes left in the first period. Tyler Myers back to the puck behind his own net for Vancouver. Goes up the near side for Tanner Pearson, again for Myers. Has to settle, plays it behind his own net for Brad Hunt. He throws it up the boards, only as far as Kucherov, who dumps it back to the near corner. Myers after it. Pokes it past Killorn, gets it free to Pearson, who bats it out of midair and out to center, and Victor Hedman goes back to it at his own line as the Canucks change. Hedman with a quick pass ahead. Kucherov couldn't handle it, and Hughes has it deep in his own zone. Across to Hamonic, right wing to center for Rempel, deflects it across the Tampa Bay line. Ryan McDonough with it. Throws it up the right wing. Braden Point after it on the forecheck. Quinn Hughes back to it first. Shields it from Point behind the net. And now creates some space to set up the breakout for Vancouver.
Kucherov's back out here with Point, who he's usually with. Cirelli started on this line.
Now here's Kucherov. Left wing for Palat. Tried to drop it back to the point for McDonough, who missed the pass, and it rolls back into Tampa Bay territory. Ryan McDonough behind his own goal for the Lightning. Watched by Sheldon Rempel. Drops to Zach Bogosian. Bogosian to the far corner for McDonough. Tried a rink-wide pass. Tipped off the stick. Mott high off the glass near side. Ekman-Larsson takes it down. Ahead for Highmore, who spins it in behind the net of Vasilevsky. Sergachev back to it, far corner, fed it ahead for Maroon, who tips it all the way down. This will be icing against Tampa. And the Canucks will have an offensive zone faceoff with 6:53 left in the first. The Lightning lead 2-0 on goals by Victor Hedman and Ross Colton.
Now, Tampa's lost a little bit of their momentum right now, which is good. That means the Canucks have started to push back. They've slowed down just a touch. Canucks have been all over them here in this last 5 minutes having the power play. Just haven't been able to get one past Vasilevsky right now.
Shots are still 14-6 in favor of the Lightning. Face-off near circle to our left in the Tampa Bay zone. Point and Miller to take the drop. And now Miller's going to be thrown out of the circle. So Tanner Pearson will step in to take it instead. And Point wins it to Sergachev near corner. He drops it to Bogosian, who cleared it around to the far side, but Pearson's there to break it up and goes to the right point for Tyler Myers. Myers tried to skate around Maroon on the boards, who knocked him into the wall. And played the puck middle of the ice in his own zone. Corey Perry missed it, but then recovers it from Bogosian near side and lifts it out to center ice. Ekman-Larsson at center, ahead for JT Miller, back across the Tampa Bay line. Delays at the right point. Miller with a long wrist shot tipped on goal by Maroon, deflected it back to his own net. Vasilevsky made a good save. Now Miller tries a shot again from the right point, but Perry deflects it over the glass and out of play. 6:21 left in the first. The Lightning lead the Canucks 2-0. And you're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 on the Sportsnet Radio Network. All season long, when a Canucks player scores a hat trick, make sure to tune in to the postgame show for a shot at a Triple O's prize pack, which includes a $100 gift card. Join Triple O's for Triple O Tuesdays, when original burgers are just $4.49. 6:21 left in the first period tonight in Vancouver. The Lightning lead the Canucks 2-0. Face-off in the Tampa Bay zone to the left of Andrei Vasilevsky is won by Bo Horvat to Brock Besser. Back to the line, Travis Hamonic tried a long shot. It was blocked by Anthony Cirelli in the far circle, and Mikhail Sergachev turns it over at center to Bo Horvat. Back up the left wing for Vasily Podkolzin with a long-range wrist shot that missed the net. Palat after it on the far side, tied up by Besser at the hash marks. Besser digs it free to the line for Hamonic. Down to the left point, Quinn Hughes. Back to Hamonic, right point, long shot blocked by Palat, and he'll lift it high in the air and out to center ice. Hamonic back to it at his own line. Feeds ahead for Podkolzin, then for Horvat up the right wing. Tried to drop it to Hamonic, who was joining the rush, but he missed the puck, and Braden Point takes possession instead. Point for Sergachev in his own zone. Back to Point, right wing at center. Drops it back to Chernak. Lightning got caught with too many men on the ice.
Too many men, right?
Well, there's no call as they had an awkward change at their bench. The play continues and Kucherov brings it to center. Right wing for Killorn to the Vancouver line, dumps it in. Alex Killorn playing in his 700th career NHL game tonight. As Tyler Mott clears to the line, Killorn holds in. Right circle Kucherov to Stamkos in the slot. Wanted a one-timer, couldn't settle a rolling puck. As Killorn knocks it free left circle but gave it away to Sheldon Rempel in the slot rather. And it's cleared to center ice.
Brendan, I counted seven guys on the ice. I don't care what team that is. I can't believe that they missed that.
Luke Shen at his own line for the Canucks. Plays it ahead for Tyler Mott. Tips it into the Tampa Bay zone. And Alex Chiasson is first to it on the forecheck. Chiasson dumps it behind the net for Lamico. Tried to clear it far point. Matthew Joseph broke it up and turned it over to Ekman-Larsson at the line. And the Canucks keep it in the zone. Edmund and Chiasson digging for the puck on the far boards. Hoglander's in there too. Gave it away to Hedman, who stretches it left wing to center for Kucherov. Chance for a two-on-one. Nikita Kucherov in front for Ross Colton, who had his stick lifted by Myers. Otherwise, he would have been in alone on net. Colton, left point for McDonough, funnels it behind the Vancouver goal. Ekman-Larsson back to it. Cleared it up the near side. Hoglander couldn't get to it. And then McDonough's just able to hold into the line. Gave it to Colton, who missed the pass, and Matthew Highmore skates to center and gains the Tampa Bay blue line on left wing. Got it to Hoglander, who took a long-range wrist shot. Routine blocker save for Vasilevsky as Garland has to hold in right point. Dumps it behind the net for Highmore. Centers into the slot, a bouncing puck. Hoglander would have had a great chance. Couldn't get a shot away. Now Garland holds into the line for Highmore in front. Deep to the forehand. It was robbed by Vasilevsky with a right pad as Perry gets it back at center and drives into the Vancouver end on left wing.
Oh, what a save on Highmore that was by Vasilevsky. Made a nice little move in front of him, and Vasilevsky goes in the splits to stop it. Nobody was near Highmore.
Maroon from below the goal line, centered in front for Belmar, who fired wide from the bottom of the left circle and now holds in top of the point. Long wrist shot, missed Demko on the stick side, and Maroon recovers it left corner. Pat Maroon up the boards, rims it behind the net. It's met by Garland near side of the hash marks. He protects it from Corey Perry and plays it to center for Tanner Pearson. In stride, into the Lightning zone with a high shot at the top of the left circle. Blocked away again by Vasilevsky. Miller gets to it in the right corner, protects it from Sergachev on the board. Sergachev knocked him down, though, gets the puck free and lifts it off the glass and out to center. Now here come the Lightning as Radish dumps it into the left corner. Hunt back to it, leaves for Pearson and then to the near side for Luke Shen. 3 minutes left in the first period. The Lightning lead the Canucks 2-0 tonight in Vancouver. Jan Ruda near corner in his own zone for Tampa Bay. Makes it right wing to center. Radish and Hunter battling for it there. Comes free to Podkolzin, who drives into the Lightning end on right wing. Delays top of the right circle. Trying to pass into the slot. Blocked by Belmar. Comes back to Podkolzin. Passes far corner for Horvat. Tight angle wrist shot along the goal line. Was held out by Vasilevsky. Then Shen can't hold into the line after Horvat played it back to him. And it rolls to Demko in his own zone. He stretches it to Podkolzin at the Tampa Bay line. But he missed the pass. And it's icing against Vancouver. 2:31 left to play in the first period. Tampa Bay leads Vancouver, I should say, 2-0.
Well, Brandon, I mean, I sounded a little bit homerish missing that too many men on the ice call, but that was ridiculous.
When you're right, you're right.
Well, the officials were standing right there, and there was at least seven guys from Tampa on the ice, and you couldn't, the whole building could have called that. The Canucks didn't seem to complain, so what are you going to do?
Defensive zone faceoff win for Horvat, gets it to Shen below the goal line, cleared to the far point, but McDonough holds in, left corner for Andre Palat. Palat rims around to the right wing, hash mark. Zach Bogosian sneaks in from the line and gets it to the near corner for Anthony Cirelli, who's knocked down in a battle with Luke Shen. Shen plays it up the boards on the backhand for Podkolzin, who was hit hard into the boards by Palat, couldn't clear, and Bogosian held in for Palat right wing. Back to the top of the point for Braden Point. Now to the right side, Zach Bogosian, long shot, hit Cirelli in the skate, bounce to the side of the goal. Palat tried to jam it in, but Demko held it out, and Shen in the far corner gets it high off the glass and out to center. McDonough at his own line. Played it ahead for Cirelli, delayed offside against the Lightning as he made a move before bringing it into the zone, and that allows Ekman Larson to get it ahead for Mott, who tips it deep into the Tampa Bay end. Sergachev behind his own goal, fires it around to the far boards. Myers holds in right point and dumps it behind the net. Lamico after it, digs it free for Mott in the left corner. Mott protecting it from point along the wall. It comes back to Hughes at the line. Into the slot for Highmore. Tipped it back to the point, but it was out of the reach of Myers. Came out of the zone. And Bogosian dumps it into the Vancouver end. It rolls right in on Thatcher Demko.
Hughes and Myers are a pair right now on this shift, so I'm wondering where the difference is if Pamenik moved in with OEL.
As Garland with a centering pass off the right wing, tried to get it to Miller, who tipped it wide of the net. Past the stick side of Vasilevsky, and now here's Chernak with speed back to the Vancouver line. Drops to Kucherov, right circle across the left side. Stamkos scores. Wide open in the left circle, Steven Stamkos fires home his team leading 28th of the year, and the Lightning make it 3-0 in the final minute of the first.
Well, this one's on JT Miller. He comes in the back check. He has Stamkos tied up. Tyler Myers stepped up to pressure a play from the wing in the far zone, and then they're on the back check. They're 2-2, and Miller has Stamkos. He lets him go and then just tries to get in the middle of the ice, and that's where that mistake is. But Brendan, I think they're going to look at this for offside.
Using their coach's challenge for offside prior to the goal,
and this very well could be. I think it is going to be offside, Brendan, judging by the way it looks. But it was a backdoor one-timer over the blocker of Demko, but I think this is going to get taken back.
As we'll get another look at it here at some point, was a close play at the line. Chernak was bringing it in, and it looks like as he dropped it to Kucherov on the right wing, Stamkos was ahead of the play. So we'll wait for the official word as the linesman Mitch Hunt and James Tobias are looking at it on the tablet below us. But I think you're right, and this may be a big bounce in favor of Vancouver, as if this is waved off, it will remain 2-0. And with a bit of a pause here, now they've got the headsets off, they have rendered a decision, and we will hear next from referee Garrett Rank.
After coach's challenge video review, at 1:01, the play was offside, no goal.
So they'll have to reset the clock, and the Canucks get a fortunate call their way just before the final minute of the first. It's 2-0 and not 3.
And how often is The video coach, Cheryl Seward, been correct. It's incredible. I mean, he's got to be almost 100%, Brendan. It's pretty impressive.
Another successful call for Darryl Seward. As the faceoff comes outside the Vancouver line near boards, Horvat wins it from Colton back to Quinn Hughes in his own end. Hughes goes rink wide far side for Travis Hamonic. Hamonic plays it ahead for Besser, who tips it right wing into the Tampa Bay end, and Eric Chernak's back to it far corner. Got it ahead to Sergachev, then to Ross Colton, who's tied up by Besser trying to clear the zone. It comes to Horvat in the slot, cutting towards the net, but Chernak stood him up, knocked the puck away, and Corey Perry leaves down low for Sergachev in his own zone. 30 seconds left in the first. Sergachev goes up the left wing. Colton tips it in wide of the net of Thatcher Demko. And Hamonic behind the net clears it around the near side and out to center. McDonough hit by Highmore at the red line, played it back into the Vancouver zone. That's offside against the Lightning, and the faceoff will come out with 20 seconds left in this first period. It's time to take a look at who's doing the work. Brought to you by Douglas Lake Equipment. Thus far for the Canucks, it's been Thatcher Demko. 13 saves on 15 Tampa Bay shots. Thatcher Demko is doing the work, brought to you by Douglas Lake Equipment, your trusted and closest Kubota dealer to Greater Vancouver and the Thompson, Nicola, and Peace River regions, DouglasLakeEquipment.com. Faceoff near boards outside the Vancouver blue line. Scrambled draw is won by Lamico, back to Brad Hunt, across to Luke Shen, right wing to center for Matthew Highmore, and he tips it into the Tampa Bay zone. McDonough behind his own goal, pressured by Lamico into the inboards. Highmore there trying to dig it free as well. 5 seconds left in the period. Puck is caught up in skates. Lightning just trying to run the clock down. Finally, Highmore digs it free, but the Canucks run out of time as Shen and Maroon get into it at the buzzer, jostling for the puck, and the linesmen have a little bit more work to do as they'll step in and separate everybody on the ice in a scrum in front of the Lightning bench on the far boards. But we're through 20 minutes tonight in Vancouver. The Lightning get first period goals from Victor Hedman and Ross Colton and lead the Canucks 2-0 after one. Time now for instant intermissions with Satyar Shah and Bick Nizar.
Time to break down the first 20 minutes. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Chernak, and he clears into the Canuck end. Hamonic back to it. Pressured off the puck by Perry. Gets it in front. One-timer. They score. Ross Colton in the slot after Perry forced the turnover on the forecheck. And it's 2-0 Tampa. 5:06 into the first.
Well, apparently Tampa came to play and the Canucks a little sleepy.
And that is how the first period comes to an end. The Tampa Bay Lightning with a 2-0 lead over your Vancouver Canucks. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Satyar Shah with Bick Nizar. Get your thoughts in to our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. And we will get to more of your reaction on the other side coming up in a second. But all the things we talked about, Bick, the start of this game, how important it was and how this Tampa team, which should be somewhat fatigued, playing 7 games in 11 days, and they're coming off a game last night, had to travel today. But it was the Tampa Bay Lightning who came out determined. We talked about a pregame. Are they going to take this as a challenge? And are they going to show up and be extra prepared, trying to avoid a fourth straight loss? Well, the Cup champions showed why they are Cup champions in the first 10 minutes of this game.
Professional team, man. They waited for the Canucks to make mistakes.
And they did.
And they did. And you just see kind of this relentless pursuit from some guys, Corey Perry specifically. There's a nothing play there. It's just a loose puck that Travis Hamonic is clearly going to get to first,
yeah,
and easily be able to retrieve it, bounces a little bit, and Corey Perry just takes that as an opportunity to say, hey, when you're against us, like, we are going to give you everything we got, because that's what we are, two-time Stanley Cup champions. We make you earn everything. Nothing is given. And just through sheer pursuit and persistence, a turnover created, and Corey Perry just able to find, yeah, Colton for the second goal. That's the mentality you want. It's all well and good to say the mentality we had against Washington, getting back into that game, we got to create that standard. Tampa Bay doesn't have to create that. It's just instilled into them right now.
They just show up and they have it. And tonight, well, they're really bringing it, especially early on in this game. And, you know, we'll break down what happened on that first goal, which I understand Tampa's a very mesmerizing team. But if you're sitting there on the ice watching them, you're probably losing track of your guys. And that's how that first goal got scored and some other chances were created. We'll break all that stuff down and get back to your reaction as well to our text inbox, 650-650, as Canucks Central at the intermission continues in the home here at Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Myers holds in top of the point. To the left circle for Connor Garland. Side of the net for Chase. On it for Pearson with a one-time chance. And Vasilevskiy made a great stop down low off the pad as the Lightning clear it back all the way down the ice.
No, what a save that was by Vasilevskiy.
Andre Vasilevskiy, a couple of magnificent saves to preserve the 2-0 lead against the Vancouver Canucks through 20 minutes of play here at Rogers Arena. It is Canucks Central at the intermission with Sat and Bick. Get your thoughts into our text and box, 650-650. And you know, we talked about the goalie matchup so far. Hey, you can't hang any of this on Thatcher Demko so far. He's actually made a couple of big saves, too. But three did get past them. Two did count. The third one did not. And on the third one, we got this text here that says, I know that third goal got wiped out by an offside, but the Canucks better take note because that was a brutal play. And let's work from the third goal down because I want to get to the first goal, too. But because of that text as well, and you know, the third goal happens. The Canucks challenged for offside. Stamkos was offside, so the goal was nullified at the end of the second period there. But that two-on-one happens because Tyler Myers is pressing. Now, one thing you mentioned to me when we saw this was how much of that is coached, as in, you know, pressure when you're on the point and try to keep the team hemmed in the offensive zone, make it hard for them to break out, and how much of it is, hey, you still have to read and react here. Sometimes, yes, you have space, you can take it, you can close, and you want to pressure the guy. But when there's such a big amount of space between you and the player off the wall, like we saw on Myers in that space, you're not a forward. I can see a forward pressing there, but when you're a defenseman at that point, you're not getting to that puck. You're not able to close on that guy. So why you're pressing so deep, next thing you know is a two-on-one going the other way. How much of that is coach, and how much of that is also no time and place, and read and react and know that that's probably a low percentage opportunity for you at that point.
For sure, and I do think that is a coaching point. You know they want to pressure with as a five-man group. And look, it's not that just the decision is bad. The angle is also bad. You're not cutting off the middle of the ice, so you have to curve how you're going to pressure. When you go in a straight line, it's easy to find that guy across the middle of the ice, and suddenly that space that you just vacated just becomes this ocean, and it becomes a three-on-two. Canucks get lucky that it was offside there, but you have to choose the right angle. You have to make that guy go up the boards, chip it out, do something other than take this easy path to the middle of the ice. Myers doesn't do any of those, and he's coming from such a distance, you're never getting to the puck. So either the only thing you can do is try to quicken up the decision-making and make him make a decision you want him to make. Go up the wall, and I can cut you off because there's a boundary there. Tyler Myers doesn't do any of that, and just leads to a bigger issue later on down the ice.
Well, and that's one individual mistake that happened on that play, which led to the two-on-one, and also on the second goal, which you mentioned, Travis Hamonic has the puck, makes a mistake. Next thing you know, the puck ends up in the back of your net. And working our way back to that first goal, which to me is probably the most egregious play of them all, because, hey, sometimes you make a mistake on the puck. You're trying to get it out, like Hamonic did.
Yeah.
I don't like the Myers one, at least, but the offside was taken off, so the goal doesn't count. But when you're watching the Tampa Bay Lightning work in the offensive zone, Bo Horvat and Brock Besser can't stand there and just puck watch. And Victor Hedman's a very big man. That was Bo Horvat's guy at that point, and Bo just completely loses track of him. He's staring at the guy behind the net. Brock Besser is standing off the slot, just kind of standing and watching, and Victor Hedman just walks right in and puts the puck in. I mean, you can't have your guy just puck watching and missing the biggest guy on the ice like they did.
The two people that were standing still were a result in the two guys that created the play. Obviously, the shot goes to the net, but who creates the play from behind the net and pulls that puck free of the rebound is Patrick Maroon.
Yeah.
Well, Brock Besser's watching this net front scramble happen, and Maroon just sneaks right past him to get to the net. Okay, the goal still isn't scored, and now Maroon's behind the net. You got to get back into the play. Doesn't happen. Maroon puts the puck out in front again. And as that play starts, Bo Horvat's right in front of Victor Hedman. That's his guy. It's clearly man-to-man defense. And as this breaks down, Bo goes to the left side of the net, assuming the Canucks are going to win this puck battle and he's going to be there for puck support. They never win the puck battle. And Maroon's the one that creates his net front chance. And Victor Hedman, from the left point, comes all the way down to the right post and is there to poke it in. And both Maroon and both Hedman are completely unaccosted. because their two guys are puck watching and assuming a play is going to get made that I don't know why you're going to assume that gets made.
Especially against Tampa, especially the way they're going at that point, right? And, you know, to me, that just can't happen. Tampa's a really good hockey team. You can't get caught just watching them when you're defending in your own zone, and that resulted in the first goal. Now, the Canucks did come back from a two-goal deficit against the Washington Capitals the other night. Different degree of difficulty here. However, they got a break late. It's not a three-goal game. They played last night a lot of games in a long period. The Canucks, as that set first period came to a close, the last 4 or 5 minutes before that third goal, which was disallowed, really carried play. And Connor Garland was really generating. I think the Canucks' best player in this game so far through 20 minutes is Connor Garland. All over the place, making stuff happen, really trying to fill the presence of Elias Pettersson to the best of his ability so far, who's not playing here tonight, of course. But I thought he's the guy that really got going. And that line with Chiasson had a couple of chances with Höglander. I think Höglander's really been going too. So they did start generating some chances late in that first period. And as Tampa gets a bit tired here, is there a chance for you to get back in this if you can get an early one in the second?
And it looks like it's going to come from number 8. He's been central in a lot of chances so far for the Vancouver Canucks. You heard the one, the clip, the net front chance on the power play for Tanner Pearson. That comes from Garland to Chiasson to Pearson. And then just slick plays all over the ice. Matt Highmore has a net front chance where Vasilevskiy makes an unreal stop. It comes from Connor Garland's pursuit of the puck, engineers a turnover in the offensive zone, and slides it to Highmore, who's in behind the defense. Tanner Pearson had a rush chance that Connor Garland, wins a puck battle in his own zone, gets it out of the zone, and then under pressure on his backhand, like sauces this.
Threads it through three guys.
There's a guy pressing him from the side and two guys in front of him, and he gets it to Tanner Pearson in a small window, and suddenly Tanner Pearson is off on a rush chance. It is a slick, slick play from Connor Garland, which I'm sure endears himself to this management group as we are 8 days away from the trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not be impressed by the way Connor Garland's played this year? And even if you had a predisposed notion that he may not be what you want, how much does he kind of build – winning you over with how he's playing, especially down the stretch as time goes on here. Keep getting your thoughts in to our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. Ryan and Shemena says, prime example of the importance of puck passing possession. Lightning consistently completes strings of passes. Canucks clear sense hopefuls, but don't see stringing them passes together. I mean, Tampa's tremendous is how they move the puck. And one thing that we were remarking on so often watching here the first period, essentially every second or third pass in the offensive zone ends up in the middle of the ice, somehow, some way. Or it's an east-west pass.
It's either across the entire slot
and
makes the goalie move all the way, similar to the Stamkos goal that gets called back. Or, it's low to high and just getting into premium real estate. And it wasn't even just the goals.
Just the chances.
It's just the chances. Yeah. Ross Colton has one right off the top set up by Nikita Kucherov. And, you know, he's been phenomenal. I think he threw about 4 passes into middle of the slot for good chances. Stamkos had one on the high slot as well, set up by Kucherov. They're going to manipulate that space and try to create the spot for them to get off premium scoring chances. And they've been able to do it so far through 20 minutes, especially early in the game.
Yeah.
In the first 7 minutes, shots were 12-1. After 7 minutes, and Canucks were already down 2-0 at that stage.
Yeah, and that's what Tampa kind of eased off a bit. Canucks got back in the game a little bit, but they still have that 2-0 lead. A lot of great thoughts coming in. We'll get to more during the second intermission as well. Duncan says, the Lightning, you have to beat if you want to go deep in the playoffs, and they played last night, so you got to bring a better effort. And this one here says, so much for our tired team, absolutely pathetic. Well, can they start pushing the pace here in the second period? We will find out. Canucks do trail the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-0 here at Rogers Arena. Sat and Bick will be back during a second intermission. Batch and Hershey, they have a second period call coming up in the home of your Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Welcome back inside Rogers Arena. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you as the Lightning lead the Canucks 2-0 after one. Thanks to first period goals from Victor Hedman and Ross Colton. Hershey, it was nearly 3-0 in the final minute before the Canucks successfully challenged on the offside after Steven Stamkos had appeared to give the Lightning a 3-0 lead. And the Canucks had a better push in the second half of the period overall. They need to carry that over into the second.
Oh, they did. They were horrible in the first 5 minutes. Tampa came to play, and they were not ready. Then Bruce Boudreau, one of the commercial breaks, absolutely tore a strip off his team over by the bench. And then after that, the Canucks had started to play actually quite well. But still, That's a tough start. You've given the Tampa Bay Lightning a two-goal lead, and somehow you have to find a way to get that back.
Canucks in blue will go from left to right in the second. The Lightning in white will go from right to left. As Bo Horvat lines up at center ice to take the faceoff opposite Braden Point. And Horvat centering Pod Colson and Besser tonight. If you are just joining us, the lines in the blender a little bit tonight as Elias Pettersson is not playing tonight with an upper body injury listed day to day as the Canucks ice the puck off the faceoff. 10 seconds now into the second period. So Pettersson coming out of the lineup means Highmore moved to the middle and affected really all of the Canucks lines going into this game.
It really has. It means they've been bounced around, and Pettersson was playing extremely well up to this point too. We hope it's not serious. We haven't heard, like you said, other than, you know, upper body. So
day to day.
Day to day.
You would imagine it's not too concerning because he did take part in their practice yesterday in Burnaby and then was absent for the morning skate today and scratched for the game. So we'll have to wait and see about Pettersson. I'm sure we'll get more information from Bruce Boudreau after the game on the Canucks Central postgame show. Canucks play it into the Tampa Bay zone. Horvat after it on the right wing directed it over the glass and out of play, but it deflected off a Lightning stick, and the Canucks will have an offensive zone faceoff upcoming.
Now, the Canucks were able to come back from a two-goal deficit against Washington the other night. Now, this Tampa team's a little bit better than that, but as this game goes on, of course, Tampa should be able to be a little bit more fatigued. They played in Edmonton last night and had to fly here today due to some problems in Edmonton.
They've had an exceptionally busy schedule of late, have the Lightning as well. Canucks working it around the Tampa Bay zone. Horvat right corner. Cycles it behind the Lightning net. It comes to the left wing side. Ekman-Larsson pinches in from the line. Dumped it behind the net. Sergachev knocks it down, tried to clear, but Ekman-Larsson bats it deep again for Horvat in the left corner. Horvat into the slot for Besser. Quick wrist shot was blocked by Cirelli from close range. That one stung him as he'll head straight to the bench. And now here's Palat with speed across the Vancouver line. Gets away from Horvat on the left wing to the goal and is stopped by Demko in tight. Good scoring opportunity for Andre Palat as Ekman-Larsson clears it back down the ice, and it's icing against the Canucks.
Well, this is a massive giveaway by Horvat. He tries to chip it through the middle. Palat picks it up. Goes in all alone on Thatcher Demko. But again, just like against Washington, Thatcher Demko stands tall, makes a big save, and keeps this score at 2-0. So that's within striking distance for the Canucks.
Seventh game in the last 11 nights for the Lightning tonight. And this is after a very quiet month of February. They only played six games in all of February, and now the schedule has really picked up for them. As they wrap up their Western Canadian portion of this road swing anyway tonight, and then still have one game left in Seattle on Wednesday before heading home. As we have a penalty here, and I think it's going to be Tyler Myers getting the gate.
57, minor penalty, delay of game.
Puck over glass for Tyler Myers, and the Lightning go to the power play.
Well, in February, screwed up schedules for a lot of teams because it's supposed to be the Olympic break, and then Canadian teams had to reschedule games, so it was a bit of a mess. And then other teams ended up just sitting and not doing much for 3 weeks, and Tampa was one of those teams.
First power play of the game for the Lightning. Their man advantage is 19th in the NHL, running at an even 20%. It's Point, Killorn, Kucherov, Stamkos, and Hedman out on the ice, but Miller wins the draw. Back to Hughes, around to the near side for Tyler Mott, who was hit hard into the boards by Killorn, but got it free far side. Quinn Hughes leaves for JT Miller, who brings it left wing to center, shorthanded into the Lightning zone. Miller made a move into the high slot, tried to pass to Mott right circle, but Stamkos knocked it down, and he'll start the breakout for the Lightning from deep in his own zone. Stamkos drops to Hedman, who in turn gives it to Kucherov, and he'll bring it through the center ice circle to the red line. Kucherov for Braden Point. Winds left wing into the Canuck end. Delays on the half boards, tried to play it back to the point, but it's out of the reach of Stamkos, and it rolls back in on Vasilevsky. Vasilevsky plays it out of the zone. Steven Stamkos back to center on left wing for the Lightning. Plays to the right boards for Alex Killorn. Gains the Vancouver line, drops to Kucherov, who chips it into the slot. Hedman's onto it. between the dots, try to drop pass to the right circle, looking for Kucherov. Lamico broke it up, but couldn't clear, and Killorn gets it behind the net. For Kucherov, bottom of the right circle. Now to Killorn, below the goal line. Alex Killorn. Back to Nikita Kucherov. Again for Killorn. Side of the goal. Missed the pass off his skate. Digs it back to Kucherov. Who loses a battle with Matthew Highmore. And he lifts it middle of the ice. And out to center up the near wall. Hedman knocks it down quickly for Killorn. Couldn't handle the puck at the Canuck line. Stamkos is forced back to center by Lamico. But shovels it across to Killorn. Who brings it into the attacking zone on right wing. Killorn for Kucherov on the sidewall. Back to Killorn behind the net. Again to Kucherov now in the right corner. 25 seconds left in the Lightning power play. Tampa Bay leads Vancouver 2-0, 3 minutes into the second. Kucherov right circle, goes rink wide to the top of the left circle for Steven Stamkos. Stamkos on the hash marks, passes down low, intended for Killorn, tipped away by Ekman Larson, clear to the line by Hughes, but not out. Lightning hold in. Hedman gets it from Kucherov right circle. 5 seconds left for the power play. Try to go back to Hedman. Horvat broke it up and he'll skate to center. Gains the red line on left wing, fires it in on Vasilevsky. Canucks complete the change and the penalty kill is successful. Tampa Bay is 0-1 on the man advantage tonight.
Oh boy, this is some of the worst hockey I've seen Kucherov play.
Now Miller forces a turnover behind the Tampa Bay net, trying to centering pass into the slot. Pearson has to hold into the line. Delayed call against the Lightning comes in front for Miller. He's robbed by Vasilevsky, who denied him again on a rebound chance on the backhand. And Garland gets it left corner. 6-on-5 for the Canucks. Garland back of the line now to the left circle for Brock Besser. Besser dusting off the puck, goes back to Garland to the point, again for Besser. Left circle, passes through the seam to JT Miller, bottom of the right circle. Now to Garland again, top of the point, fakes the shot to Miller, top of the right circle. He'll spin back to the line. JT Miller from the top of the point, long wrist shot blocked by Hedman, he'll touch the puck. And the Canucks will head to the power play, 4:10 into the second period, trailing the Lightning 2-0 as Pat Maroon goes off for hooking.
Oh, two ridiculous saves by Vasilevsky on JT Miller right at the front door. Not only does JT Miller get a good whack at the first one, he gets his own rebound and then tries to do a little deke on Vasilevsky, and Vasilevsky goes even further into the splits to save that one. The Canucks have a chance here on the power play, though, to get one back.
The power play is brought to you by Play Now Sports. Get $250 to Play Now Sports, BC Sportsbook. Face-off far circle in the Lightning zone is won by Tampa Bay. As Belmar got it back and Matthew Joseph clears it all the way down the ice, Canucks already 0-for-1 on the power play tonight.
We saw at one point that shots were 14-2, I believe, for Tampa. Now the Canucks have caught up, 16-15 right now.
Miller with a pass that's tipped deep into the Lightning zone. Horvat gets to it on the end boards, clears it around the dasher, left point for Quinn Hughes. Plays it back down the far wall for Besser, but it's knocked away by Matthew Joseph and cleared to center by Eric Chernak. Canucks with a minute and 20 seconds left in the power play, trailing the Lightning 2-0 as we near the 5-minute mark of the second. Hughes left wing, trying to pass up the boards for JT Miller. It's tipped back to center by Joseph, and the Canucks have to regroup again. They're having trouble setting up on the offensive end. Now Hughes brings it in on the right wing, gets it to Besser, back to Hughes in the corner, around to the left wing half wall for Miller. He shields it from Joseph. Bottom of the left circle, feeds the line for Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Back to Miller, left wing hash marks. Spins away from the check of Belmar. JT Miller, left circle to the net, played into the slot. Horvat pokes it to the goal, and Vasilevsky stopped him down low. As McDonough goes down heavily at the side of the net, collided with Ekman-Larsson away from the play. Slow to get up, Canucks still have the pressure on. Miller, bottom of the left circle. High slot, Quinn Hughes tried a shot. It was tipped wide of the net, and Miller gets it again on the left wing. Miller to the side of the goal for Besser. Back to Miller, far half-boards. Again to Hughes at the line with 30 seconds left in the man advantage. Hughes, left circle, Miller, low shot. Tipped right on by Besser, stopped by Vasilevsky. Great save off the left pad. And Hughes gets it again to the line from Ekman-Larsson. Left wing, Miller tees up the drive, center to the goal. Besser knocked it out of midair, and Vasilevsky robbed him with the glove. Unreal save from Andre Vasilevsky to keep this a 2-0 game. 10 seconds left in the power play. Hughes passes right circle, Ekman-Larsson, side of the goal for Horvat, in front for Besser with a one-time chance, and there's Vasilevsky again. Canucks go to 0-for-2 on the power play as Ekman-Larsson gets it in front, throws it to the goal, blocked by McDonough. He'll play it ahead to center. Here's a 2-on-1 for the Lightning with Maroon out of the box. Joseph down the right wing into the Canuck end, shoots right on target, and Demko's there to make the save as Joseph runs the crease. Horvat goes back at him, and everybody on the ice gets into the mix outside the Vancouver crease.
Canucks created grade A chance after grade A chance on the power play, but can't beat Andrei Vasilevsky. And Tampa Bay leads 2-0, 6:21 into the second. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. Canucks forced the Lightning out to center after Tampa Bay won a faceoff in the Vancouver zone. And Victor Hedman is back to it at his own blue line near side. He goes rink wide to the far wall for Braden Point, who dumps it in behind the Canuck net. Travis Hamonic back to it near corner. Gives it away to Anthony Cirelli. Down low, he's centered in front. Pass through the crease. Point missed it. Left circle, then Ruda tees up a drive for the right point. And missed past the sixth side of Demko. Point on the left wing. Lost the puck. Hamonic chops it out to center. Might have been an odd man rush for the Canucks, but Tyler Mott missed it. Hamonic follows up. Plays it back up the right wing, and Mott goes in after it on the forecheck. Victor Hedman back to the puck. Got it ahead for Andre Palat. He fires it to center. And Anthony Cirelli tips it deep into the Vancouver zone. It rolls in on Demko, who covers up at the side of the net. 7-10 elapsed in the second. It's Tampa Bay 2 and Vancouver nothing. And it wouldn't be that way if not for the heroics of Andrei Vasilevsky on the penalty kill moments ago.
Yeah, Brendan, we did the playoffs a few years ago. Stanley Cup Finals on radio. And Vasilevsky was dynamite there, and it looks like he's come to play again tonight. And when he does this, he is the number one goalie in the National Hockey League, for my money. And Thatcher Demko's played pretty well, too. He's been no slouch tonight either.
15 saves for Demko on 17 Tampa Bay shots. 20 saves on 20 Canucks shots for Vasilevsky as the Canucks force it out to center off the defensive zone faceoff. And credit Vancouver for the push here. In the second period, they were being heavily outshot early in the first, and now they're ahead on the shot clock. If not on the scoreboard, still trailing 2-0. And the reality of this situation may just be that the Tampa Bay Lightning aren't the Washington Capitals, and they're not the kind of team that you come back against when they're leading you by two. Remains to be seen, though, as Killorn tried to dump it into the Vancouver zone, but lifted it over the glass and out of play.
Well, to me, I think it's shots are almost 18-3 for the Canucks since Bruce Boudreau blew a gasket on the bench. His face was beet red, just giving it to his players. It tore a strip off him. It was that commercial break at the 9-minute mark for the first period. And ever since then, Canucks have been playing extremely well. But you can't spot a two-goal lead, Brendan.
Especially not to the two-time defending champs. Canucks fight it into the Tampa Bay zone. Joseph drops it back to Vasilevsky. He'll play it across to Sergachev, up the boards for Chernak, who pounds it off the wall to center for Corey Perry, and he'll dump it behind the Canuck goal. Demko out of the net to handle, played it near corner for Hamonic. He fights it ahead for Besser, and then for Horvat, who brings it to center and into the Tampa Bay zone. Horvat, high slot, trying to pass to Hughes. It's broken up. Comes to Podkolzin, left wing, but Joseph picks his pocket. And here's Matthew Joseph, right wing into the Canuck zone. Top of the circle, he tried to cut into the middle. Lost an edge, and the Canucks counterattack the other way. Myers fires ahead for Miller, right wing, goes to the goal. He's dropped by Vasilevsky with a right pad as Miller just bossed his way to the front of the net, got around Hedman, tried to tuck it in past Vasilevsky at the far post, and the Tampa Bay netminder kicked out the right pad for another remarkable save to preserve the 2-0 lead for his team.
Well, and you can see right now why the Tampa Bay Lightning have won back-to-back cups with goaltending like this. He's been unbeatable tonight.
What a move that was by Miller as he just shrugged off Victor Hedman like he was nothing to power right to the front of the net. That would have been a highlight reel goal if not for the tremendous highlight reel save from the Lightning netminder Andrei Vasilevsky.
Well, and that's Victor Hedman. You know, he's probably one of the top three defensemen in the National Hockey League, if not the best defenseman in the National Hockey League. And if JT Miller could have just hung on to it a little bit longer, I think he had Vasilevsky beat.
Almost 9 minutes into the second, Lightning lead 2-0. Offensive zone draw for the Canucks. It's won by Belmar from Miller, and he gets it back to Hedman, who lifts it high off the window out to center. Brad Hunt gloves it down. Pearson touches it. That's a hand pass. And will result in a neutral zone faceoff.
Make sure to get your tickets for tonight's online 50-50 draw. Go to Canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Ticket sales close at the end of the second intermission. Must be 19 plus and located in BC at the time of purchase to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
That's probably another rule that might you could change. The hand pass as a face-off back in the team that does it in their zone. They've done that with icings now and a few other things.
As it's still a neutral zone draw after that hand pass, but you want to create more offense. Figure out
absolutely
as many ways as possible to have face-offs in zone. And that's how you'll do it. Now here's Bogosian teed up a drive from the right point. I think Demko just got that with his right pad. Sent it wide of the net, and Connor Garland lifts it out to center ice. Palat with it, center ice circle, feeds right wing for Zach Bogosian, dumps it back behind the Canuck goal. Demko leaves for Shen, then for Hunt. Brad Hunt for below the goal line, far side for Tanner Pearson, banks it ahead for Miller, and now to center for Garland in stride to the Tampa Bay line, one-on-one with McDonough, who forces him to the left corner. Garland protects the puck, fights it free for Hunt, top of the left circle, and he'll rim it behind the net. Comes all the way around to the right side, but Palat is first to it, sweeps it all the way down right in on Demko, who passes ahead quickly to JT Miller. Miller goes rink wide, far side in his own zone to Ekman Larson. Nice pass back right wing to center for Miller. Canucks 3-on-2 into the Lightning zone. Miller left wing for Mott, played it in front. Garland was going to the net, but it tipped off a stick high in the air. And now the Lightning counterattack. Braden Point, right wing into the Vancouver zone. Delays far point. Dumps it behind the Canuck goal. And Sorelli and Myers go after it, battling in the near corner for the puck. Rempel there too. Kucherov skates away with it, but then has his pocket picked by Ekman Larson. He'll play it ahead for Sheldon Rempel. Feeds to center for Tyler Myers. He'll center for Mott. Onto the left wing for Miller. Tried a shot. Got it to the side of the goal. Rippled in tight. Spun and threw it right to the net. But there was Vasilevsky again with the glove to make the save. 9:38 left in the second. The Lightning lead the Canucks 2-0 on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Thanks for joining us along the Sportsnet Radio Network for tonight's game. Whether you're in the West End, West Kelowna, or wherever you're tuning in, we appreciate you spending your evening with us. Let us know where you're listening from. You can reach me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Batch Hockey. He is at Corey Hirsch on Twitter, Corey Hirsch 72 on Instagram. And our flagship station is at Sportsnet 650 on Twitter and Instagram. 9:38 left in the second tonight in Vancouver. The Lightning lead the Canucks 2-0. Tampa Bay wins a faceoff in the defensive zone to our right near circle. Mikhail Sergachev from behind his own net passes up the near side for Steven Stamkos. He'll throw it to center on the backhand for Nikita Kucherov, who clears it into the Canuck end on right wing. Ross Colton, first to it on the forecheck, goes around to the left side for Stamkos. Back to the near point, Sergachev. Across to the far side, Chernak. Now for Kucherov, top of the right circle. Again to Sergachev at the line. Back to Kucherov, right wing. Poke check by Mott, who ties him up along the boards. Hamonic joins the battle as well. Stamkos in there too. And Hamonic and Mott combine to clear to center ice for Vancouver. Kucherov at his own blue line leaves it for Sergachev on the near boards. Back to Killorn on the right wing. Lifts it into the Vancouver zone on the backhand, and Travis Hamonic is back to it. It loses it to Kucherov, who centers from below the goal line in front for Stamkos. Got a shot on goal. Stopped by Demko with the left pad. And Hamonic clears it out of the crease and back to center. Now Hedman again quickly to the red line for Tampa Bay on the left wing. Dumps it behind the Canuck goal. Hamonic drops it to Hughes. He'll go back to Hamonic, far corner. Plays it up the boards on the backhand. Took a hit from Kucherov for his troubles, but got it to Highmore. He passes to center for Hoglander, who drops it back to Highmore, and he'll dump it left wing into the Tampa Bay zone. Highmore, forechecking in the left corner, gets it free, far point. Brad Hunt with a shot. He hit the goalpost with a hard one timer. Then Shin throws it back to the net off the right wing. Hit a body in front. Highmore tried to sweep it to the net. That was blocked, and Maroon gets it out to center. Corey Perry after it on the right wing. Hit hard by Luke Shen in front of the benches. Lost the puck, but Maroon follows up. Shen steps into him to prevent him from cutting to the goal as well.
Oh, that hurt Perry. Brendan, he went to the bench very slowly, climbed over, and he is bent over at the bench. Luke Shen absolutely rocks him. And I don't know if he's winded or what, but man, he is hurting.
It was like a Mack truck hitting a freight train. With the collision between Shen and Perry at center ice as Point clears it out to center, and Ekman Larson has it at his own line. Near side for Tyler Myers, who dumps it in behind the Tampa Bay goal. Vasilevsky out of his crease. Rims it around near side, knocked down by Podkolzin on the right wing. He's hit hard and maybe high by Palat, but it comes to Ekman Larson, left circle with a high snapshot right on. And guess who's there again? It's Andre Vasilevsky to make the save. 7:22 left in the second. The Lightning lead the Canucks 2-0.
Now, this is ridiculous right now with what Vasilevsky's doing. I've got the Canucks down for 10 chances in this period, Brendan. Tampa down for three. And Vasilevsky's been absolutely dynamite. JT Miller's had five shots in this period, and I bet you four of them have been scoring chances. And Connor Garland's a guy. They need something out of him. He's got no goals in his last six.
And just 1 point in that stretch as well. As the Lightning win the draw, McDonough behind his own goal, rims it around to the near side, knocked down by Pearson back behind the net, but McDonough has it again. He's hit hard by JT Miller, but got it free for Eric Chernak, and he'll pass left wing to center for Alex Killorn. Killorn is hit by Pearson at his own line. And Pearson wins a battle with Killorn to get it free for Hamonic. He'll dump it right wing into the Tampa Bay zone. Tried to pursue on the forecheck, looked like he might have been interfered with by McDonough, but play's allowed to continue, and Kucherov brings it back to center. Right wing for Chernak into the Vancouver zone to Kucherov. Back to Chernak, centering. Pass blocked at the side of the net by Hamonic. Rolls behind the goal, and Kucherov has it in the right corner. Watched closely by Quinn Hughes. Kucherov centers for Killorn, who carries to the right corner. Spins back up the boards, then cycles to Kucherov down low again. Kucherov passes into the slot. Killorn's knocked down by Miller. Tries to sweep it to the goal, and it rolls through on Demko, who covers up for the whistle. Now with 6:31 left in the second period. And Tampa Bay still up 2-0. On Vancouver, but not for a lack of trying from the Canucks.
Well, they've had a great period, and Tampa looks like they're fatigued now. Now we can see it. They look tired, and a long change has really hurt them in this period, so if the Canucks can get at least one out of this period, they'd be in pretty good shape going into the third.
Defensive zone faceoff win for Bo Horvat. Got it down low, and now it's cleared high in the air out to center, knocked down by Bogosian. He dumps it cross ice back into the near corner, and Myers retreats to it. Tyler Myers ahead to Brock Besser. Holds onto it under pressure from Braden Point and makes a nice outlet pass to Ekman Larson, who skates left wing to center and dumps it cross ice into the right corner. Sergachev back to it. Send it up the boards. It's out to center. Here's Sorelli with a burst of speed down the left wing. Cutting to the goal, Anthony Sorelli tied up by Ekman Larson. As Sorelli ran into Demko, Ekman Larson falls on top of him. Now the Canucks bring it back to center. Sorelli and Ekman Larson still tangled up behind the play. Sorelli's lost his helmet. He's not going off the ice. And meanwhile, the Canucks have it in the Tampa Bay zone. Now Bogosian clears it out to center. Myers takes it at his own line, right wing for Pod Colson. And again for Myers, deep in his own end.
It could have been a case to be made that Sorelli ran into Demko, which is a two-minute penalty.
Although it looked to me like Ekman Larson pushed him in, and that's probably what the officials thought too. And in terms of the scrum afterwards, I don't mind the let them play mentality if neither guy did anything that was obviously wrong, as now the Canucks go offside of the Lightning blue line with 5:19 left in the second. Tampa Bay leads Vancouver 2-0, and you're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. 5:19 left in the second period tonight in Vancouver. It's still the Lightning up 2-0 on the Canucks. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you. Stay tuned for Satyar Shah, Bick Nizar, and Canucks Central at the intermission coming up right at the end of the period. They will provide instant analysis right after the horn. Faceoff outside the Canucks blue line. Far boards to our right is won by Pierre-Édouard Bellemare. Should say outside the Tampa Bay blue line, right? Bellemare won it back. Lightning clear to center, but Luke Shen plays it ahead up the left wing for Sheldon Rempel. Into the Vancouver zone, or into the Tampa Bay zone, excuse me. With a backhander wide off the left wing, stopped by Vasilevsky, and he holds for the whistle.
Oh, Rempel's had a couple of chances himself. The guy's playing his first game this year for the Canucks.
11th in his NHL career, formerly with the Los Angeles Kings and I believe the Carolina Hurricanes as well.
Well, he doesn't have an NHL goal. It'd be nice to see him get his first. 7 games with the Kings, you're right, and 3 with Carolina.
Has scored a lot this year, 48 points in 41 games for the Abbotsford Canucks in the AHL, 23 goals. As there's a scramble draw in the Lightning zone, one back to Luke Shen at the right point. Shen with a long wrist shot, it's blocked in front. Mott knocks it down, tried a backhander for the bottom of the right circle, but missed the net. Now Hunt holds in left point for Rempel in the far corner, protecting the puck from Bellemare behind the net, but Bellemare digs it free, then he's tied up in the left corner by Juho Lamico. And the battle continues for the puck along the boards. This has been quite a heavy game in terms of some of the puck battles and board battles we've seen. And the Lightning win this one as Victor Hedman gets it free and passes right wing to center for Andre Palat into the Vancouver zone. Or excuse me, that's Taylor Radish. Radish on the right wing. dumps it to the far corner for Pat Maroon. He's taken to the boards by Luke Shen, who's lost his stick.
I think they're going to fight here, Brendan.
As they're going after each other in front of the net now after Maroon played it to the line. Sergachev, right circle for Chernak. Shen all over Maroon in front of the goal. Chernak to Kucherov, winding into the high slot. Poke check by Mott, comes to Chernak with a shot. Stopped by Demko through traffic. He blockered it away. Rempel bats it out of midair down the ice. This will be icing against the Canucks as Shen and Maroon will not drop the mitts, but that was a spirited battle in front of the net between two tough customers.
It really tells me that Maroon wants nothing to do with Shen, which at this point, I wouldn't say that he's scared of him or anything like that because you got two big combatants, but he obviously does not want to fight Luke Shen because that was a battle that usually ends up in a tilt.
And from Maroon's perspective, if you're up 2-0, why would you? Just give the Canucks a chance to generate momentum if Shen wins the scrap. Well, you know what? Even if he doesn't, the fact that he would step up and fight Pat Maroon would be worthy of his team getting fired up. Now we get a penalty here. This is going to go against the Canucks in front of the net as Luke Shen took down Alex Killorn. So Shen will go to the sin bin as he tries to play heavy in front of the net and this time gets penalized for it.
Well, so Pat Maroon, when he left the ice on the icing, he absolutely gave it to the official. And I saw that. So this is a penalty on Luke Shen, no question, the cross-check, but the refs were looking for it. And they were waiting for Luke. Actually, he doesn't even cross-check him, so
pushes him from behind, and Killorn falls over.
Shouldn't even have been a penalty, to be honest. So that's a call, basically, from what happened with Maroon. And Luke Shen can't believe it. That shouldn't have been a call. No question.
Nonetheless, the Lightning go to the power play for the second time tonight. They're 0-for-1. And the faceoff comes in the Vancouver zone, far circle to our left. Miller and Stamkos to take it. Stamkos is tossed from the circle, and Braden Point will step in instead. 3:50 left in the second, Lightning up 2-0. Canucks need a big kill here to keep themselves within striking distance as Tampa Bay wins the draw, and Hedman gets it right side for Kucherov. Into the corner for Killorn, behind the net, Stamkos, left circle. Hedman faked a one-timer, tried to pass across to Kucherov, far circle. Pass was out of his reach. Hamonic gets it down low for Hughes, and he's able to lift it high in the air and all the way down the ice.
I'm not sure I've seen Kucherov play this poorly. He has done absolutely nothing to this point. Good for the Canucks. The only thing is Canucks lose one of their penalty killers because he's in the box, and Luke Shen.
Now here's Hedman driving into the Vancouver zone on right wing, forced to the corner by Hamonic, who ties him up along the boards, gets it free for JT Miller, who fanned on a clearing attempt, gave it away to Point, left circle, Stamkos is robbed by Demko, who made a great save on the rebound as the puck came right back to the Tampa Bay captain. Demko stopped him with the right pad first and then with the left to keep it 2-0. Now Kucherov with a long shot, Demko makes a save on that as well, and the rebound is chopped wide of the net. JT Miller gets the puck. He's exhausted, could have cut to center and tried to create an odd man rush shorthanded. But elects to dump it in on Vasilevsky, and the Canuck penalty kill unit will get a full change.
Unbelievable, Brendan. I said before the game, this is going to be a battle of two of the top goalies in the National Hockey League. And Demko says, anything Vasilevsky can do, I can do too.
Now Palat turns it over to the Vancouver line to Bo Horvat, who delays inside his own end. Fed ahead to Ekman Larson, who winds to center on the right wing. Goes ahead for Myers up in the rush, shorthanded into the slot with a wrist shot that was deflected and went over the goal of Vasilevsky. 30 seconds left in the Tampa Bay power play. 2:20 to go in the second. The Lightning lead the Canucks 2-0 as Highmore collides heavily at center with Corey Perry, who's had a tough night so far. After the big hit he took from Shen moments ago, Perry very slow to get up as the Canucks clear it back down the ice. And Sergachev plays to the Canuck blue line for Palat, left wing for Pat Maroon. Again to Sergachev near point. Long wrist shot stopped by Demko, and there's no rebound there as Hamonic knocks down Palat at the side of the goal. 9 seconds left in the Tampa Bay power play. 1:59 remaining in the second. The Lightning lead the Canucks 2-0. And Thatcher Demko made sure it stayed that way with a couple of great A saves on Steven Stamkos.
No, that was ridiculous. Two unbelievable saves. One off a one-timer. He gets caught outside of his net over sliding because he has to push so hard. And then he's got to get back into his net as the rebound goes right on Stamkos' stick. And I thought it was a tap-in for Stamkos. And Thatcher Demko, man. Both of these goalies have been absolutely incredible this evening.
Horvat wins the draw in his own zone. Back to Hamonic. Played it high off the glass to the line, but Hedman holds in. Right side for Sergachev. Down the far boards for Cirelli. Clears behind the net. Ross Colton is after it. As is Matthew Joseph. Shen's out of the box. Lightning are 0-for-2 on the power play, and Hughes stretches it to Shen. Nearly had a partial break down the left wing, and oh no, he was just offside on the Tampa Bay line. As Shen snuck in behind the defense, which might be the only time I ever say that, and he nearly was in all alone.
Well, not only that, he catches it as a no-look pass on his backhand. That's something you'd see JT Miller do. And just a step offside for Luke Shen. It was a 2-on-1. That's too bad. Luke Shen showing some skills.
Scored a pretty goal earlier this season in Ottawa, so we know he has it in it. But just couldn't stay onside as he tried to receive that pass on the Tampa Bay line.
He was the first-round pick of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Fifth overall back in 2008. Shen now 32 years of age in his 14th NHL season. And a two-time Stanley Cup champion to boot. Canucks dump it into the Lightning zone. Eric Chernak back to it. Clears it into the Vancouver end. Tyler Myers back to it, being hounded by Alex Killorn on the forecheck. Plays it free right wing to center, and Connor Garland tips it in deep. 1:15 left in the second. Lightning lead the Canucks 2-0. Killorn passes to center for Stamkos. Gains the red line. Defers right wing for Chernak, who dumps it in behind the Canuck net. Myers back to it near boards. Pressured by Kucherov. Tyler Myers keeps the puck and floats it to the line, but not out. Held in by McDonough. He's tied up by Besser, who knocked it free to Myers, then to Miller, right wing at center, who sweeps it rink wide to the left side for Garland into the Tampa Bay zone. Connor Garland tied up far corner by McDonough. Puck rolls behind the net. Jan Ruda back to it as McDonough and Garland are all over each other, tangled up. And now they get into it at the side of the net, and I think the officials are going to take them both as a scrum forms at the side of the goal.
You're right, I think he is going to take them both, and it's probably the right call. They're jarring at each other. Connor Garland feisty in this game tonight, and this is usually when he's at his best, but if anybody should have got the extra two, probably could have been McDonough, and maybe he will get the extra two as he holds on to Garland.
Number 8, Minor for slashing. Tampa, number 27, Minor for roughing.
So offsetting penalties, no power play for either team.
So Connor Garland at some point, I probably missed it, but he must have slashed McDonough. And then McDonough went after him. So they don't even go to the penalty box. They'll go to their respective dressing rooms.
With just 45 seconds left in the period. But we'll play 4-on-4, so there'll be a bit more open ice here to end the second and likely to start the third. Well, definitely to start the third as well. Shots are 27-25 for Tampa Bay. And 13 make that 14-12 for the Canucks in this second period.
Pretty wide open period. I got the chances at 10-8 for the Canucks, Brendan. That's a lot of chances for both teams.
Lightning force it out to center off the defensive zone draw, and Oliver Ekman-Larsson is back to it at his own line. He'll play ahead for JT Miller. Miller accelerates to the Tampa Bay blue line on right wing, was tied up by Cirelli, but keeps the puck. And then passes back to center for Ekman-Larsson. With delays at the red line as Horvat has to come back out to center after he was caught deep in the zone. Hughes, left wing into the Lightning end, goes rink wide right side for Miller. Just over 15 seconds left in the period. Miller, down low to Ekman-Larsson. Back to Miller, top of the point, wrist shot through traffic. Was blocked in front by Sergachev. Hedman gets it free, stretches it to center for Cirelli. Into the Vancouver zone, right side for Braden Point. In alone on net, trying to play it back in front for Cirelli. Got a backhand shot as he was falling, but missed the net. Demko's without his stick, and the second period comes to an end. With a few more fireworks in the closing seconds. As the Lightning had a 2-on-1 opportunity, but Demko shuts the door, and it's still 2-0 Tampa Bay after 40 minutes tonight in Vancouver as we turn things over to Satyar Shah and Bick Nizar for instant intermissions.
Breaking down the game after two periods, this is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Joseph, right wing into the Canucks zone. Top of the circle, he tried to cut into the middle. Lost an edge, and the Canucks counterattack the other way. Myers fires ahead for Miller, right wing. Goes to the goal, he's dropped by Vasilevsky with a right pad. As Miller just bossed his way to the front of the net. Got around Hedman. tried to tuck it in past Vasilevsky at the far post, and the Tampa Bay netminder kicked out the right pad for another remarkable save.
Canucks trail the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-0 through 40 minutes of play here at Rogers Arena. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Satyar Shah with Bick Nizar. Get your thoughts in to our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. While the Canucks far better in the second period than they were in the first, no goals. You can thank the goaltending for that in this game so far. Thatcher Demko making a couple really big saves late in the second period. But more than anything, Andrei Vasilevsky has been a mountain of a man trying to keep it zero for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Let's go outside the Canucks locker room where Brock Besser joins us. Brock, thanks for joining us today. You guys got a lot of good chances in that second period, but it's pretty tough beating that goaltender, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you saw some of the saves that he made. And, you know, it's crazy some of these saves those big athletic goalies can make like Demmer and him. So, you know, we got to keep forechecking hard and keep getting those chances and going past them here.
Is it just a matter of finding the space in the offensive zone, trying to get him moving, to try to get one past him?
Yeah, you know, I think we got some looks there, but I think we need to get more bodies to the net, you know, a little more traffic and go harder to the net and find a greasy one right now.
Connor Garland always finds a way to get under the opponent's skin. I'm not sure why he got a penalty on that play, but what do you think of the way he's been going tonight?
Yeah, I didn't really see the penalty either, but you know, he's always in there. He you know, he's good with the puck down low in the offensive zone and you know, creates some chaos sometimes. So, you know, he's good at what he does, and you know, we need that going forward.
Hey Brock, thanks for your time. Best of luck in the third.
Yeah, thanks.
That is Canucks forward Brock Besser as the Canucks trail the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-0. And like he said, I'm not quite sure what the penalty was on Connor Garland on that play. It seemed like the officials called it a slash on Garland and roughing by McDonough. I'm not quite sure I saw the slash. I did see McDonough and Garland get tied up a little bit, and the stick was, you know, involved. Maybe he kind of stuck him a little bit or whatever that we did not see, because obviously McDonough was livid. He was mad at Garland. So something happened or whatever the case was. But I didn't quite see what necessitated Connor Garland getting a penalty on that play, especially considering how he was getting ragdolled and thrown around afterwards.
Also by Jan Ruda as well, who's in the mix in that play. Puzzling penalty for Garland, who's kind of the victim of some abuse, and just like, hey, what do I? I'm just here trying to defend myself, and winds up picking up 2 minutes. Yeah, kind of an unjust penalty there. But, you know, we talked about it in the first period. Connor Garland was at the center of everything. If they were going to pry their way back into this game, it was going to be on the stick of Connor Garland. He creates another chance in front of the net for JT Miller.
Yeah.
A nice cross-crease pass where Miller almost gets the goal to finally break the deadlock versus Andrei Vasilevsky. But Garland's been a force, whether spiritually or actually on the ice production. He's trying to bring these guys into the fight again.
Well, they needed a little extra, especially with Elias Pettersson out of this game, and Connor Garland's doing the best he can, but none of it is enough because of the netminder between the pipes for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And, you know, Brock mentioned it himself. It's incredible watching these big athletic goalies like Demko and Vasilevsky, and hopefully, you know, the Canucks can find a way to get one past them. But the saves he's making tonight, Bick, it's not necessarily just the degree of difficulty, but it's more about how easy he makes it, how much ground he closes. He's an absolute stud of a goaltender. You know, hey, all due respect to Thatcher Demko, he's trying to become Andrei Vasilevsky, a guy who's won back-to-back Stanley Cups, a guy who's won the Vezina Trophy, a guy who signed a massive contract paying him over $9 million per year. I know Shesterkin's been incredible this year, but you can easily make the case the best goalie in the world is Andrei Vasilevsky, and you're seeing why. And, you know, we're kind of joking about, you know, the cap circumvention the Tampa Bay Lightning were accused of doing by putting players in LTIR. Forget that. It should be against the CBA to have a goalie like that for a team like the Tampa Bay Lightning.
It's remarkable how many in-close chances, his reactions, his reflexes to close down shooters. And then on a chance where JT Miller, net drive on Victor Hedman of all people, gets inside of him and tries to get it to the far post, and Vasilevsky just go-go gadget legs and pokes it all the way to the far post. And
I don't know. I thought there was enough space there for him to tuck it in. I don't know how he got across.
It's not as if Vasilevsky like pushed off and met him at the far post. That was all like, I'm just going to put my leg here. You've got to put it above me. And considering how much pressure Miller was under, there's no way he was going to be able to lift it. And it's in close, and Vasilevsky legs make it all the way to the post. Like, I'm trying to do the motion right now, and I can't even do it. It's really remarkable just how athletic he is. And just constantly, you notice in moments when the puck goes across. There was a moment behind the net. Bo Horvat has it, and he's trying to throw a slot pass.
Right.
And it goes off of a skate, and it goes right to OEL in the far slot, or on the far circle. And Vasilevskiy, on a change of direction play like that, is able to slide out and just engulf the net. And OEL's all by himself with space.
But there was nothing to shoot at.
There's nothing to shoot at. Yeah. And he's like, okay, at least go glove side. And he, you know, you bear down on a goalie like that, he just ends up going into the crest, no big deal. And there was no reason for Vasilevskiy to get there as quickly as he did to take away all the net.
Well, I mean, even when he's not moving fast, he's so efficient, and he's so good with his angles and how he handles the net. I mean, the most comical chance to me was a Rempel chance.
Yeah.
Because he's in alone, wide, and it's an east-west pass coming across, and you're like, okay, this guy's got a great chance. And half a beat, Vasilevsky's over, and he gloves it like it's like it was a bit of a dump-in that he just picked up. It was he made that look way too easy to come across east-west and rob a guy in the middle of the slot. I mean, it's tremendous netminding. We're seeing it. And not to be outdone, man, what Thatcher Demko did on that PK for the Canucks late in that second period. You know, we talk about weak calls, about that offsetting penalties there for Garland and for Ryan McDonough. That penalty on Luke Shen for the cross-check. I mean, it's not a cross-check. He pushes Killorn in the back. He has one hand on his stick. That's not a cross-check. That should not. You shouldn't get a penalty for pushing.
His stick was never used.
No, it was not a cross-check. So he goes to the box. Tough moment for the Canucks, but man, does Thatcher Demko make two terrific saves back-to-back in what should have been sure goals. So, I mean, I know you mentioned this on Twitter. If you love goaltending, you're getting your money's worth tonight.
And you know what? It's not even just that it's a low-scoring game with bad offense. No, no. Chances are being created. And, look, I love a good goalie duo, man.
Yeah.
Especially when they're
I wish
really
it was one goal game.
No, totally. Totally. But like, these are very high-level saves.
Yeah.
So you're getting your fair share of entertainment, even in a two-goal game. These guys are putting on an absolute show. And we didn't even mention Vasilevskiy's best save, where on the power play, where the Canucks generated these chances, and there's a puck in the air that Brock Besser knocks out of midair, and Vasilevskiy's glove is there. And it's unbelievable. Demko made some huge saves as well. These guys are bringing it today, and it's been very entertaining watching guys make sure the red light stays off.
Yeah, and there's only two of them have gone in, and it happened on a couple of breakdowns from the Canucks. A lot of good reaction coming into our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. This one says, maybe it was a phantom cross-check. Eastern refs, that's one. Duncan says, yeah, Demko's looking at what he has to do in comparison to Vasilevskiy. And Ian says there's a chance. Vasilevskiy is beatable down low, Ian says, but straight ahead, his angles are spot on. And, you know, Rafe sent one in earlier. Why is Garland going to the box, WTF? So a lot of officiating, Vasilevskiy goaltending kind of thoughts coming in here. But, you know, on beating Vasilevskiy, as that second period went on, outside of the power play, the Bolts weren't really generating much in that second period. They really looked like, whether they're comfortable with the 2-0 lead or whether they're tired, not the same energy, not the same pace from this Tampa Bay Lightning team. And one thing that, you know, you were mentioning to me was they're still very aggressive on the forecheck. Mm-hmm. And if you're aggressive on the forecheck but don't have the juice to come back, that can create some odd man rushes and perhaps some chances in transition. So if they're going to be as aggressive in the offensive zone, there could be a few more opportunities here in the third period for Vancouver.
I'd be curious if they start to dial that back a bit and try to just sand this game away. Hey, they're a two-time Stanley Cup champion. They know exactly how to do this and just play out the last 20 minutes. So I'd be very curious to see how they start to play. If they still keep pushing two guys below the circles on the forecheck, there's an indication that maybe, hey, the Canucks, if they can transition the puck well, start to generate some odd man rushes the other way.
Yeah, and they're going to have to try to generate a little bit here because Vasilevskiy's, you're not going to beat him with one or two chances. You got to get a boatload of chances in this third period and really try to put Tampa on their heels as much as possible. Make them work hard, trying to get out of their own zone. That's how you can maybe piece your way into this game because it's a two-goal lead. It could have been worse. That offside call at the end of the third, that big penalty the Canucks took, the Luke Shen one, which was a bit of a soft call. Demko makes a number of big saves. At the end of both periods, The Canucks have found a way to stay in the game. It's only a two-goal game. We saw them come back against the Capitals. It's not going to be easy, but I'm sure the message between periods is this game's not going our way, but look what we did against Washington. Let's try to get one in here, and we have a chance to get back in this.
Wonder if there will be another second intermission JT Miller inspiring speech to get them going.
So I was thinking about this, talking about cap circumvention and everything. It's going to be hard to pay JT Miller, you know, $8 or $9 million per season. What if you sign him to a 6-year deal and pay him $6 per year, but then pay him $3 million per year to be a motivational speaker? Different
just
salary
off the books.
Off the books. You're the motivational speaker. No, that's not allowed. But we kind of jest about JT Miller and the messages between periods. He was the guy that stepped up in a big way. I'd say, though, the effort tonight outside of the first period, the second, there was a good response in the second. I don't like how they played in the first, but there was a good response in the second. The thing is, it's a different level of class for that team, and that netminder between the pipes, Andrei Vasilevskiy, just makes your life so, so difficult. But I would imagine the Canucks get a chance here on the power play. You see how the calls have gone? You got to take advantage. You get one more power play in this third period, that's your spot. You see their PKs, not that great, Tampa. If you get another power play, that might be your chance to get back in it.
And hopefully just rebounds, deflections, because it's going to be difficult to just, as the texter mentioned earlier, straight up on Andrei Vasilevskiy. He's probably turned it away, create some net front traffic, and try to win a battle down low. I know that's tough against Bogosian and Hedman and McDonough down low. They're going to have to find some redirections, some tippins to try to get one on the board.
And one thing I'd like to see is I'm big on Oliver Ekman-Larsson on the power play. I don't like Oliver Ekman-Larsson on the half wall in the 1-3-1 formation on the power play. If you want to have two D-men, I'm fine with it, but have a traditional two D-men set with two defensemen on your point. I don't like OEL there. Now, I will say this, OEL's made a couple of really good plays on the power play, some good passes, and he's a really good player. But I just think you're leaving a lot of value on the table by having him play that spot. I'm not a big fan of them running him out there on the power play. I'd like to see them switch that up if they get one more chance here in the third.
He's not really a trigger guy.
No.
He wants to create that backdoor pass, which he almost did to Brock, trying to get it to the far post. But you can see Tampa on the PK. They're not really respecting the perimeter shooting for the Vancouver Canucks, so they can collapse and take all this cross-ice passes away into Bo Horvat or Brock Besser.
And they're happy to let Quinn shoot, too.
Yeah.
So that kind of tells you it gives a bit of an advantage to that PK. And if you are going to have him out there, I'd be more inclined to switch OEL and Hughes then, because I think Hughes can be really creative with his passing and his vision and just how he skates off the half wall. I would try that if you can have both those guys on the first unit. But we'll see what the Canucks do coming into the third period against Tampa Bay, trailing 2-0. Batch and Hershey with the call coming up in the home of your Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch back with you from the Jim Robson Broadcast Gondola at Rogers Arena as we get set to go to the third period. The Lightning lead the Canucks 2-0 on two first period goals by Victor Hedman and Ross Colton. And Hershey, the Canucks pushed and pressed and created chances in that second period and might be closer in this game if not for the heroics of Andrei Vasilevskiy.
Absolutely. I think Vasilevskiy was the difference in that period. But Thatcher Demko, not to be outdone, he made a couple of dynamite saves to keep this score at 2-0. The Canucks are within striking distance. A two-goal lead is not insurmountable. They did it against Washington the other night. However, you cannot let Tampa get that third goal. That's going to be a big deficit to come back from. But, Brendan, the Lightning looked tired. I thought they looked tired in the second, and the Canucks can take advantage of that.
We'll start the third period with a minute and 16 seconds of 4-on-4 with Ryan McDonagh and Connor Garland still in the boxes after their coincidental penalties late in the second period. Canucks in blue will go from right to left in the third. The Lightning in white will skate from left to right. It's Horvat, Besser, Ekman-Larsson, and Myers for Vancouver. Opposite Sorelli, Point, Chernak, and Hedman for the Lightning, and Horvat wins the draw. Back to Myers as we're underway in the third period. Tyler Myers deep in his own end for the Canucks, passes right wing to Brock Besser. Besser skates through the center ice circle, goes left wing for Ekman-Larsson into the Tampa Bay zone, and he tips it behind the net. Besser in on the forecheck, Hedman got back to it, plays around to Braden Point near side, who's knocked off the puck by Bo Horvat. But Point forces him out to center, Horvat shields the puck and then gets it ahead for Ekman-Larsson, who drives back in on the right wing. Ekman-Larsson dumps it behind the Lightning goal. Besser protects it from Hedman, who then knocks it away with the help of Chernak. And Victor Hedman in the near corner plays it off the glass to the line, but Myers pinches down the boards and holds in for Besser left corner. He reverses to the right side for Ekman Larson, who lets it go to the point for Bo Horvat. Horvat passes to Besser, middle of the ice. Bottom of the left circle, Ekman Larson winding into the slot. Shields it from Sorelli. Again to Horvat, trying to pass into the slot. Intended for Myers, broken up by Sorelli. He gets it out to center for Braden Point, who drives into the Vancouver end on right wing. Point delays top of the circle, passes across to the far side. Intended for Sergachev, who was sneaking down the left wing, but Myers gets it free, and here's Miller left wing into the Tampa end with a hard wrist shot. Stopped by Vasilevsky, he blocked it with his glove hand, then swept it free with his stick to the far side for Sergachev, who skates to center. Sergachev for Ruda, right wing into the Canucks zone. Played it off the outside of the goal from a tough angle. And Pearson's after it far boards in his own end. Tanner Pearson leaves for Quinn Hughes, dropped it to Hamonic, who's watched by Kucherov. Travis Hamonic reverses behind the net to the near side again for Hughes, and he'll pass to center for Miller, who makes a nice tip play onto the right wing for Tanner Pearson, and he brings it into the Lightning zone. Pearson passes into the slot intended for Garland. Heavy pass, he couldn't settle it, now brings it down right wing and spins back top of the point. Here's Garland down the left wing into the slot. Miller tried to wind and fire on a one-time chance, but lost the puck, and Alex Killorin brings it out to center. Killorin with a drop pass for Stamkos across the Vancouver line into the slot for Kucherov. His one-timer was blocked by Hamonic, and JT Miller lifts it right wing to center to relieve the pressure as Kucherov goes back to it at his own line.
Well, my only concern in this period is that if the Canucks are pressing, you don't want to give Tampa any odd man rush chances. And right there, they did a nice job of coming back, playing good defensive hockey, having a nice third man high, and that's how you're going to get back in this hockey game.
If you're the Canucks, you want to make the Lightning work as well, because they've played a whole lot more lately than you have, and here Tampa Bay ices the puck. So the Canucks will have an offensive zone draw upcoming. 2:26 into the third. The Lightning lead 2-0.
And Tampa does look tired, no question. They look exhausted right now. And Brendan, you said it, this is their seventh game in 11 nights. Which would probably make sense why they came out so hard in the first 5-10 minutes just to try to get a lead and then hang on.
Second half of a back-to-back for them as well. That said, the Lightning this year are 6-0-1 when playing on a second consecutive night. Canucks win the draw in the Tampa Bay zone. Luke Shen left point to the right side. Brad Hunt one-timer stopped by Vasilevsky off the blocker. Waffle boarded it to the near corner, and Matthew Joseph is back to center on right wing where he stood up by Shen at the Canuck blue line but got it deep nonetheless. Hedman after it on the left wing half boards, tied up by Sheldon Rempel. Rempel for the Canucks, protecting it along the boards. Lamico in to help out. Ross Colton in the battle too, and now it's played free behind the Canuck net to the near corner. Tyler Mott plays it away from Jan Ruda, but Matthew Joseph holds in right point. Joseph rims it behind the net. Rempel is across to it far side and makes a safe play to clear it out to center. But it goes all the way down, and it's icing against the Canucks. So they won't be able to change. 3:06 into the third. Tampa Bay is up 2-0.
Well, the only issue with this is it's Canucks' fourth line out here right now. With Rempel, Mott, Lamico, they're tired, Hunt and Shen. So, you know, Tampa replies with Belmar, Maroon, and Perry right now.
So their fourth line, essentially. And the faceoff comes to Demko's right in the Vancouver zone, won by Belmar. Back to the line for Sergachev. Down the left wing for Maroon. Centering pass for Belmar in front. He just missed it on the backhand. Couldn't tip it on target. Canucks need a clear and a change, but the Lightning hold in. Chernak, right point. To the left circle, Sergachev. Low shot. Stopped by Demko. Perry was there looking to tip it home, but Shen boxed him out nicely. Now Perry from the right corner. Around to Sergachev, left side. Played a no-look backhand pass back to the line. Turned it over to Lamico. And he's up the right wing into the Tampa Bay zone with a long-range wrist shot that missed the net. Mott after it on the left wing, sweeps it to the end boards. Lamico down low is tied up by Maroon on the end boards. Now it's sent free for Chernak near side. He lifts it to center, but Ekman Larson has it. Plays back to his own line for Hoglander. And again for Ekman Larson as the Canucks complete a line change.
Nice job by Lamico on the forecheck. He allows his line mates to get a chance
now
to change.
Highmore left wing into the Tampa Bay zone with a long wrist shot. Stopped by Vasilevsky. Hoglander couldn't direct the rebound to the net. Played it back to the point. Myers couldn't hold in. And it's offside against the Canucks. 4:02 into the third. Tampa Bay leads 2-0.
Well, it looks like the Canucks are going glove side on Vasilevsky in this period. And he's dropped two. He dropped one from JT Miller. And he just dropped that one for a rebound from Highmore.
Still blocking them, but not grabbing them.
Yeah, so they're sitting there. There are chances. There are rebounds. Canucks just not able to get to the net on that far side for those rebounds off of his glove.
Faceoff outside the Tampa Bay blue line in front of the Lightning bench. Far boards is won by Horvat. Back to Hamonic, then to the near side for Hughes, and he'll lift it deep into the Lightning end. Vasilevsky out of the goal, drops to McDonough behind the cage. Ryan McDonough banks it up the near side. Braden Point tips it to center, and Hamonic takes it down again at his own line. Passes near boards for Hughes, who goes back to Hamonic far wall, and then played it ahead through the middle. Intended for Pod Colson, but he was just ahead of the play. Delayed offside. Canucks will tag up, and the Lightning have a chance to break out. Zach Bogosian to center. Dumps it into the Canucks zone. Demko tips it to the far corner. Hamonic is tied up by Braden Point on the forecheck. Quinn Hughes back to it. Clears it around the near side for Horvat, who tipped it to the point but not out, held in by Jan Ruda. Pod Colson following up, can't clear the zone, lost it to Sorelli, into the slot for Palat with a quick one-time chance, and Demko made a good save and holds for the whistle.
A nice little opportunity there for Tampa, but Thatcher Demko, he stands tall. But you can see why Tampa has won Stanley Cups. When they get a lead defensively, they do not give much when it comes down to it here in the third period. They bent a little in the second, but you have a veteran decor of Hedman, Rudev, McDonough, Bogosian, Sergachev, Chernak. A lot of guys with a lot of games on that back end. And that makes a big difference.
This is why I like Tampa to come out of the Atlantic Division again. Because you look at the teams that they'll likely play in either of the first two rounds. Toronto Maple Leafs score a lot, but they don't have great goaltending. They're not the best defensively. Florida Panthers, again, high-powered offense, but pretty loose. And this Lightning team is the exact opposite of that. They can lock games down like they're doing tonight.
No, they really can. And Chernak and Ruda both have the least amount of games on that back end, but they've got over 200 each. It's a veteran decor.
Canucks working the cycle in the Tampa Bay zone. Connor Garland behind the Lightning net, watched by Hedman, banks it to the right point for Tyler Myers. Myers with a shot pass into the slot. Miller couldn't tip it home as Chernak knocked it away. Now here's a breakaway. Killorn in on goal. Shoots high and wide past the glove side of Demko. Then centers for Stamkos, whose one-timer missed the net as well. As the Lightning in transition got the puck up quickly to Killorn, who had a partial break but missed the net. Now the Canucks in on the forecheck. Garland gets it in front for Miller. He scores! Chernak was slow back to the puck on the back check. It would have been icing, but Garland got to it first and fed to Miller all alone in the slot. The point streak goes to 12 games, and it's 2-1.
Well, this is interesting, Brendan, because this should have been icing. Chernak does get back and beats Garland and Miller to the dot, and the official still didn't call it. So this is a very blown call by the linesman, because it's not where the puck goes, it's the race to the dot. But doesn't matter, Garland gets there, JT Miller's in front all alone, and he's got a little tap in over the blocker of Vasilevsky, but that's why everybody stopped skating and nobody is near JT Miller in front of the net, because it should have been a called icing. But it doesn't matter, Canucks score, it's 2-1. Brendan,
Miller gets the goal, his team leading 24th of the year at 5:54 of the third period. The time of the goal is brought to you by Crowe MacKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemackay.ca. Game on with the Canucks trailing 2-1 here, and plenty of time left in the third. Now here's Shen, high slot, shot right on, stopped by Vasilevsky off the left pad. Lamico gets it back right wing to the line for Shen, left point Hunt, long wrist shot, missed the target. And Lamico's after it right corner. Ross Colton gets it free for Matthew Joseph, and he'll skate it left wing to center and dump it behind the Canuck net.
You're right, JT Miller extends his point streak. That's going to be 24 points in his last 12 games now. 8 goals.
Garland and Pearson with the helpers. As the Lightning are back to work in the Vancouver zone, McDonough near point. Dumps it behind the net. Pierre-Edouard Belmar is after it down low. Boxed out by Hughes. Gets it to Maroon. Near side. He'll chip it around to the half wall for Belmar. And again for Maroon on the end boards. Pat Maroon protecting the puck from Quinn Hughes. Plays it near point for Ryan McDonough. Middle of the ice for Belmar. Now to the left wing for Victor Hedman. Heavy shot blocked in front by Horvat. Hedman gets it back. Tries to center. But it comes to Hoglander. And the Canucks turn up ice. Chance for a 3-on-2. Hoglander up the right wing, centering pass intended for Horvat was knocked away, and Pat Maroon takes it at his own line. Lightning lead 2-1 as they ice the puck here. Canucks will have an offensive zone faceoff upcoming. 7:25 into the third period.
Well, the Canucks have a very tired Tampa Bay Lightning team, and they've got a very tired Tampa Bay Lightning line right now. JT Miller's out there with Pearson and Garland right now. Yeah, this is an opportunity for the Canucks.
Four of the five guys on the ice have been out there for more than 45 seconds. Maroon, Hedman, Perry, and McDonough.
Well, they've just tried to change Perry with Palat. The officials catch on to that.
They did sneak Braden Point onto the ice. He's only been out there for 2 seconds, according to our live stats that we see. And he'll take the faceoff opposite Miller, who wins it cleanly. Left point, Travis Hamonic long, shot blocked in front. And Pearson couldn't get to the rebound as Hedman boxed him out, and Maroon clears it out to center.
No missed opportunity for the Canucks.
Partial change for the Lightning, but the Canucks dump it right back in. Pearson in the right corner, taken to the boards by Sergachev. Garland knocks it free behind the net for Miller, back to the near point for Hughes. Just held into the line and gets it back deep for Pearson. He deflects it to Garland, protecting it from Sorelli behind the net. Connor Garland, left circle, Tanner Pearson, high shot, stopped by Vasilevsky, it's loose at the side of the net. Garland scores, but the whistle had already sounded, and it's not going to count. And Hershey, I'm not sure if this puck was ever covered.
That
was a quick whistle from referee Ian Walsh. And most of the people in this building thought the game was tied, but it's not going to count.
Now, Brendan, everything comes out in the wash, because this should have counted. And the other one didn't, or shouldn't have, so. The officials got to be more patient with the whistle.
As you can hear, the fans are giving it to the refs.
You know, it was laying there, no question.
But it will not count. 7:58 into the third. It's still the Lightning 2 and the Canucks 1 on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Make sure to tune in after the game for the Canucks Central postgame show. Satyar Shah and Vic Nizar will take your calls and texts, and you'll hear from Bruce Boudreau at the podium. Also hear reaction for the players right here on your home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. 7:58 into the third period. The Lightning lead the Canucks 2-1. And we got a faceoff in the Tampa Bay zone to our left in the near circle. Lamico tries to win it from Stamkos, who got it back to Victor Hedman. He falls as he plays it out to center. And Hamonic is back to it at his own line as the fans are still on the officials after the Garland no goal just before the break off the quick whistle. Chiasson knocked down by Stamkos of the Lightning line, lost the puck. Kucherov brings it to center, dropped for Killorn, who turned it over to Mott. He's back into the Tampa Bay zone on right wing, drops to Chiasson, low shot, stopped by Vasilevsky. Mott was after the rebound and bounced off his stick and wide of the net. Now Hughes, left wing boards to the line for Lamico. Long drive, tipped in front by Mott, but wide of the goal. Killorn doesn't have a stick, so he can't clear, and Hamonic plays it deep behind the net. Chiasson on the end boards, after the puck, but Kucherov comes away with it, passes it to Stamkos, who delays it his own line, played it to Killorn, who didn't have a stick, and the Canucks get the puck back. Lightning nearly got caught with too many men on the ice, and the fans are on the refs for that one again.
Well, it's been an interesting officiated hockey game, Britton. That's for sure.
Here's Highmore, left wing into the Tampa Bay zone. Tried a shot, blocked by Sergachev. Comes back to Highmore. He'll sweep it to the end boards. Horvat's after it down low. Highmore there too, up in Sergachev. Puck comes free to Braden Point. Middle of the ice for Andre Palat, who's hit by Tyler Myers as he clears it to the Vancouver line. Sorelli in on the forecheck. Beats Ekman Larson to the puck. Drops it to Chernak. Long one-timer, and Demko's there with the glove to hold on for the whistle. As the officiating feels like a playoff game, Hershey, Ekman Larson took a blatant interference penalty back into his own zone. And the whistle stayed in the pockets and the arms stayed at their sides.
You can boo all you want, but you're right. That was a blatant stick. Let go of his stick. It grabbed him. So, yeah, I'm okay. If it's going to go both ways, I'm okay with
that. Let him play.
Let him play, yeah.
And this game does have the complexion of a playoff game here. One goal game in the third period. Officials letting things go. And the Lightning win the draw. Sergachev with a shot from the line. Missed wide past the glove side of Demko. And Radish is after it right corner. Behind the net for Ross Colton. Out the left wing side to the left point for Sergachev again. Dumps it behind the goal. Miller tips it to the near corner. Colton gets it there for the Lightning. Drops it to Matthew Joseph. Tried to wind and fire from the half wall. Shot was blocked. Brad Hunt gets it far side ahead for Connor Garland. Banks it right wing to center for JT Miller, who was just out of his reach. And he looked like he had actually beat Chernak on the icing call that time. And this time the linesman blows it down on the faceoff. It's going to come all the way back.
It's been interesting, Brendan, to say the least. And I always The officials are doing the best job they can. They have a tough job. Most nights they're bang on. Tonight a little bit off.
Well, and officials around the league have been under the microscope in the last week or so with some high-profile non-calls.
It's a tough job. It really is.
Absolutely.
And like I said, you get down, and as fans you can watch on TV or up from the 50th row, but when you get down on the ice, how big and fast guys are, and you have to make a judgment call instantly, not an easy job.
Lightning win the faceoff of the Vancouver zone. Corey Perry on the left boards. Banks it to the far corner. Belmar collects. He's tied up along the wall by Miller. Got it free to Maroon. Now behind the net for Perry. Trying to drive out front. Forced wide by Brad Hunt. Good play as he knocks the puck away from Corey Perry. And they'll battle for it in the near corner. Maroon in to help out. Plays it to the inboards for Belmar. Given a rough ride by Shen. Belmar to Maroon. Now behind the net. Perry missed it. And Connor Garland is onto it far side. He'll lift it up the boards and out to center. Just past the midway mark, third period. Lightning lead the Canucks 2-1 tonight in Vancouver. As Myers takes it down inside his own line and passes left wing to center for Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Ekman-Larsson dumps it in, goes after McDonough on the forecheck, takes him into the end boards. Ruda gets it near corner, clears it up the wall, and Kucherov tips it out to center. Lightning relieve the pressure. Tampa Bay looks like a tired team here. Canucks will try to battle back. Here's Tyler Mott with a nice move to center. Long shot off the left wing. Stopped by Vasilevsky. And the rebound is cleared by Ruda, but he caught Mott up high. This is going to be a high stick. Canucks are going to go to the power play. They've got the puck in the Lightning zone. Mott on the end boards. Protects it from Ruda for chase on left corner. Back to the point for Ekman-Larsson. Now to the right side, Tyler Myers. Again to Ekman-Larsson at the line. Try to drop pass into the slot, but it's broken up by Kucherov. That will draw the whistle, and the Canucks will go to the power play when we come back with a chance to tie the game. The Lightning are up 2-1 with 8:57 remaining in the third period on Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca.
This is not a penalty. Face-off in the end zone.
And Hershey, we were talking about this in the break.
Yeah.
The officials make the right decision here. They had a penalty called against Jan Ruda for a high stick on Tyler Mott. But the way the rule reads, if it's a follow-through of a shot, or a clearing attempt in this case, it's not a penalty, and that's what happened. Ruda came back to clear it. He cleared the puck, and then his stick came up and caught Mott in the face. So the officials are allowed to review that, which they did during the commercial break. They've overturned it, and now Ian Walsh and Bruce Boudreau are having a tete-a-tete at the Vancouver bench.
Well, and you're right, it is the right call, but it hasn't been a greatly officiated hockey game as it is. Yeah, Bruce Boudreau's not losing his mind. He just wants to hear an explanation. And the officials give him one. You're right, it's the right call, but here's what happens. Usually you'll get one back here when the refs get pressured like this. So let's wait and see what happens. I'm almost going to predict that the Canucks get another power play here in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, the fans were on them already for the quick whistle on the Garland no goal. And this will add to it. You can hear them in the background here at Rogers Arena as the Lightning win the draw in their own zone and get it out to center. 8:50 left in the third. Tampa Bay up 2-1, and now a puck is tipped into the Canuck bench on the far side.
I was thinking it was Hamonic. He fired it into the bench. Halak had to duck for cover. But Canucks out shooting Tampa Bay now 33-29. And I've got the chances in this period of 3-3, so it's been a pretty even period to this far, but Canucks have been pressuring.
And the Lightning win the draw. Chernak, right point. Funnels it to the inboards. Hamonic back to it. Plays it up the near side for Matthew Highmore. Tips it ahead for Bo Horvat. He'll skate to center. Play it up the left wing. Try to get it past Chernak into the Lightning zone. Chernak stood him up. Puck rolls to the corner. And Nikita Kucherov is back to it deep in his own zone. Drops to Chernak near side. He'll pass to center for Alex Killorn. Killorn feeds to Sergachev into the Vancouver zone. Right wing for Stamkos. Who dumps it to the corner. Hughes back to it. Played it behind the net. Gave it away to Kucherov. Backhand chance. Far post. Couldn't get all of it. And Demko was there to make the save. McDonough holds in left point for Stamkos in the far corner. Tried to drop it into the slot for Kucherov. It's tipped away by Horvat and cleared by Besser as the Canucks get a line change.
Well, Tampa just getting pucks in deep and just trying to hold. They're not really even pressuring at this point for a goal.
Now point to center. Left wing for Hedman. Floats in rink wide into the right corner in the Canucks zone. Sorelli after it on the forecheck, pinned to the boards by Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Puck comes free to Tanner Pearson near wall. He plays it past McDonough to the line, and Braden Point can't hold in. But keeps the puck just outside the Canuck blue line, passes across to Palat, who dumps it back in on the left wing side. JT Miller behind his own net, leaves the puck for Tyler Myers. He plays near corner for Ekman-Larsson, up the boards for Garland. He'll bank it left wing to center, and Tanner Pearson's onto it. Chance for a two-on-one. Pearson with Miller going to the goal, tried to center it, and Hedman blocked the pass. Pearson dumps it behind the net. Miller has it right corner to the line for Tyler Myers. Myers back to Miller. Top of the point, makes a move away from Braden Point and dumps it behind the net for Garland again. Connor Garland pinned to the end wall by Sorelli. Hedman's back to the puck, sends far point, not out. Held in by Myers, he rims it behind the net again. Garland missed it below the goal line. And now McDonough on the near side plays it ahead for Braden Point, who slaps it out to center.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Canucks had Tampa gassed in their own end again. I don't think they had much energy too left in that tank though, the Pearson-Miller-Garland line.
Lamico tips it deep into the Tampa Bay zone. Vasilevsky out of the net, clears near corner for Ross Colton, who sweeps it all the way down. This should be icing. Luke Shen back to it. Matthew Joseph chasing him, but Shen got back first. And there's a Bronx cheer for the fans for the successful icing call, as the Canucks will have an offensive zone draw with 6:36 left in the third, and Tampa Bay leading 2-1.
Well, nice job by Luke Shen. He recognizes that he's got Joseph behind him, who's got some speed. And now he gives his team an opportunity here to get a face-off in the offensive zone.
It's Mott, Lamico, Chason, Hughes, and Hamonic on the ice for the offensive zone draw. Lamico to take it opposite Colton, who wins it back to the corner for Eric Chernak. And Chernak gets it to center for Taylor Radish to the Vancouver line. Radish right wing for Joseph. Tied up by Hughes, dumped it to the near corner. Radish sweeps it behind the net, and Tyler Mott is after it. He'll play it far boards for Lamico, who goes back deep for Hamonic and then to the near side for Quinn Hughes. Hughes passes right wing to center for Lamico, gains the red line, sweeps it in deep. Vasilevsky's out of his crease, gets it high around the glass far side, and it's tipped out to center by Matthew Joseph, who skates onto it and sweeps it deep into the Canucks zone on the backhand.
I've been impressed with Vasilevsky's puck playing ability. He's made some really smart plays, and the Canucks haven't been able to get any sustained pressure off of a dump.
Here's Hoglander with speed right wing into the Tampa Bay zone. Tight angle shot from the far wall is kicked out by Vasilevsky off the right pad. And Horvat holds into the point, try to rink wide pass out of Hughes' reach. It comes back to center, and he'll leave in his own end for Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Ekman-Larsson chased down by Maroon on the forecheck, hit him into the end boards. Puck comes free to Belmar left wing for Maroon behind the net. Lost the puck. Horvat climbs the ladder to glove it down to himself, and he'll skate out to center. Up the left wing and bank it past Bogosian into the zone. Here's Horvat onto the puck with a wrist shot left wing. Stopped by Vasilevsky, who had a little bit of trouble with it, but is able to hold on with 5:26 left in the third. It's the Lightning 2 and the Canucks 1 on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 5:26 left in the third period. The Lightning lead the Canucks 2-1. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you. Satyar Shah and Vic Nizar brought you the pregame show and the intermissions. They'll be back for the Canucks Central postgame show, where they'll be joined by Sportsnet's Ian McIntyre. Fast Eddie Gregory is providing great production work from our Sportsnet 650 studios tonight. Lena Sitagian is with us here in the booth at Rogers Arena, doing a great job as always. Canberra is the executive producer of Canucks Hockey and our fearless leader. It takes a cast of thousands to bring you the action along the Sportsnet Radio Network. The Canucks win a faceoff in the Lightning zone. Pearson after it far corner, lost it to Sergachev, who couldn't clear as Hamonic holds in right point with a long shot that was tipped wide of the net by Tanner Pearson. Eric Chernak back to the puck, leaves for Sergachev. He'll pass left wing to center for Steven Stamkos, who dumps it behind the Vancouver goal. Demko out of the net to handle, clears it high around the glass near side. Chernak holds in right point, but he's hit hard by Miller, and Pearson's able to clear it out to center.
Well, JT Miller, he's not afraid to hit. He's one of the leading hitters on the Canucks, and he crushes Chernak up at the boards.
Hughes deep in his own end, beginning the breakout for Vancouver. Passes to center, but it's broken up by Hedman, intended for Mott. And he'll play it ahead for Palat, who bounces it in on Demko, and he covers up top of the crease with 4:35 left in the third period, and the Lightning up 2-1.
Yeah, Canucks running out of time. 4.5 minutes here to go. Tampa is exhausted. And if they're going to have to do something, you have to mount a push here. We have not seen much of Chason, Highmore, and Hoglander.
Canucks get it off the faceoff in their own zone. Ekman-Larsson, far corner, gets it off the glass out to center for Tyler Mott, right wing of the red line. Mott into the Lightning in. Battling with Ruta, gets it free, left circle. Ekman-Larsson with a shot, blocked by Braden Point. Comes to Highmore, he goes back to Ekman-Larsson at the line. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, long shot, wide of the net. Highmore with a backhand rebound, side of the goal, blocked by Hedman. Gets it to the far wall, and Palat lifts it high in the air, out to center, out of play as well, but it goes into the benches. So I don't think this will be a delay of game penalty, and instead the faceoff will come back into the Tampa Bay zone.
Well, Hoglander's only played 6.5 minutes. I don't even think he's had a shift in this period, has he, Brendan?
I think he's had him. At least one, yeah.
Yeah. Pod Coles in 921. We haven't seen any of these. Got Hoglander's out there right now with Horvat and Besser.
And the faceoff is to the left of Vasilevsky in the Tampa Bay end. Lightning win the draw. McDonough gets it in the corner. Sweeps it middle of the ice all the way down. And this is going to be icing against Tampa Bay. Another O-zone draw for the Canucks.
Bo Horvat's been great in the circle again. I believe that'll be 14-8 after that last draw. Canucks down at 47% in the faceoffs, but not because of Bo Horvat.
Horvat and Belmar to take this draw, left wing in the Lightning in. 3:58 left in the third. Tampa Bay leads 2-1. And Horvat wins it to Hughes, left point, long wrist shot. Goes high in the air and out of play, deflected off the stick of Perry, and the faceoff will stay in the Tampa Bay end.
Canucks pressuring, they just keep pushing, but not able to get much for opportunities on Vasilevsky. I've only got them down for 3 chances in this period, and give Tampa credit, they've shut it right down.
Faceoff again, left circle, this time won by Stamkos, comes to McDonough behind the net, up the far side for Alex Killorin, who skates to center on left wing and dumps it behind the Canuck net. Quinn Hughes in the near corner, chased down by Kucherov, keeps the puck though and will start the breakout from deep in his own end by passing right wing to center, out of the reach of Besser, it rolls in deep on Vasilevsky, who turns it to the far corner under pressure from Horvat, and McDonough passes out to Kucherov, right wing to the red line for Stamkos, who clears it deep into the Vancouver end.
And Tampa Bay is just such a smart team in their own zone, getting pucks out. John Cooper, such a smart coach.
Hughes, left wing into the Tampa Bay zone, carries into the corner, protects it from Ruda. Cycles behind the net, out of the reach of Connor Garland, and Victor Hedman's back to the puck. He'll stretch it right wing to center for Nikita Kucherov. Kucherov into the Canucks zone, stood up by Brad Hunt, who knocked the puck to the near corner. Kucherov on the forecheck wins it back, but gives it away to JT Miller, who mishandled its side of the goal. It rolls behind the net, and Brad Hunt is chased out the far side by Ross Colt, but protects the puck and fights it out to center for Tanner Pearson, who tips it past Hedman into the Tampa Bay zone. Hedman stepped into the lane. Pearson gave him a shot in the back of the head. Could have been interference and roughing, but instead the officials keep their whistles in their pockets and play continues. Myers at his own line, left wing for Miller to center. Just over 2.5 minutes left in the third. Lightning lead the game 2-1, I should say. There's now a stretch pass from Radish. Went all the way down, but Palat got in quickly to negate the icing call on the forecheck. Ekman-Larsson back to it far side. Battling with Palat in the corner. Comes free to point into the slot. Cirelli stumbled as he received the pass. Missed it, and the Canucks are out to center. Lamico for Myers to the Tampa Bay line. Lost the puck. Lamico dumped it in. Delayed offside against the Canucks. They've got to tag up, as McDonough will take all the time he can behind the net.
You know, we're going to watch Demko here. I would expect in the next 20 seconds he'll be coming out of the net.
Stamkos at center. Trying to pass middle of the ice. Knocked down by Lamico, and he'll pound it off the boards to the red line again. Stamkos takes it down a second time across to McDonough, who chips it into the Canucks zone. And Quinn Hughes goes back to the puck. 1:40 left in the third. It's Tampa Bay 2 and Vancouver 1. As the Canucks clear to center, Kucherov knocks it down, tried to drop it to Stamkos. Ekman-Larsson broke it up, played it ahead into the Tampa Bay end. Goes all the way down, icing's waved off, and Hedman goes back to it. Across to Killorin, down low to Chernak. Again to Hedman, back to Chernak near side, chased down by Connor Garland. He passes out of the zone to Braden Point, who clears it to center ice. Here goes Demko to the bench as the Canucks will break out. Pearson passes right wing to center for Garland, into the Tampa Bay zone. Connor Garland dumps it behind the net. Horvat sweeps it around to the left wing side for Brad Hunt. They'll funnel it back to the right corner. Garland has it down low. Around to Hunt, left wing side. Final minute of the third. Hunt missed it near side. It rolls out to center, and Quinn Hughes goes back to it in his own zone.
Now, Hedman's been out here for almost a full minute.
Now here's Pearson, left wing to the Tampa Bay line, stood up by Sergachev, but fights it deep into the zone, lost his footing, centered, it went through the crease, out the far side, and Garland gets it. To the line for JT Miller, down low for Garland, far corner. Again to Miller, right wing half-boards, 35 seconds left in the third. To the point for Ekman-Larsson, right side Connor Garland, fakes the shot, makes a move, throws it to the goal, stopped by Vasilevsky, rebound comes to Hughes, he'll feed to the line for Ekman-Larsson. Dumps it to the right wing for JT Miller. Rink wide to the left circle. Quinn Hughes shoots. Blocked by Sergachev. Rebound is cleared by Point to the line, but Ekman-Larsson holds in. Now Point on the second attempt. Gets it out of the zone. Taking time, controlling the puck. 12 seconds left. Doubles back into his own end. And then feeds rink wide near side for Killorn. He's out to center. Chips it into the Vancouver zone. He's taken down by Hughes away from the puck. 3 seconds left. Canucks are going to run out of time as they pushed in the third period. Got one goal from JT Miller, but couldn't find a second to tie the game. And the Lightning end their three-game winning streak with a 2-1 win tonight at Rogers Arena over the Canucks.
Well, that's unfortunate. Canucks played extremely well, but that start, again, Brandon, killed them. First 5 minutes of the hockey game against Washington, they got two against them. They ended up getting a point out of that, but still losing the game. And then again tonight against Tampa, fell behind early and pushed hard to get it back. And in the end, ultimately, it was Vasilevsky they could not beat. He was outstanding in this hockey game, as was Thatcher Demko. But it's too little too late. The Canucks go down 2-1 here to the Tampa Bay Lightning at home.
Canucks fall to 1-1-1 through the first three games of their seven-game homestand, which will continue on Tuesday night when Jack Hughes and the New Jersey Devils come to town. That'll be a 7 o'clock face-off. But once again, the final score at Rogers Arena, the Lightning 2 and the Canucks 1. For Corey Hirsch, this is Brendan Batchelor in Vancouver. The Canucks Central postgame show starts right now.